This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Hayman Sylvester Incorporated will help you hit an all-time low.
Still bangles, 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 bangles.
Told my nigga fuck feds. They left my nigga in the way. We gotta get away, jump on the plane.
Fly away, fly away.
Back bees wanna get paid, but real niggas don't play games.
No games,
nah.
No games.
Me and these niggas ain't the same. I said me and these niggas ain't the same.
Yeah, we really ain't the same.
Me and these niggas ain't the same. I said me and these niggas ain't the same. Yeah, money I fi stack. Get money from shows and traps. Still lick down man for my ah. Life turned mad.
Mad.
Overseas booking with my lads.
Lads.
Champagne, sun and sand.
Sand.
Tracksuit gang.
Gang.
Lighty with a caramel tan.
Brown.
Rum punch got a nigga feeling like the man.
Like the man.
Late night strip club is really where I am.
Where I'm at.
Not no more on the block where I hang.
Rather
take a trip with my fam.
Gone.
PRS money in the bank.
Stack.
Money off his stack. Sick made smoky. Carlisle's back. Yeah, it's got a nigga flying round the map.
Yeah, I'm gone.
Yeah, I'm gone. Complete the task. Last month I was moving on the graft. Now I'm in the lab. Building up my stats.
My stats.
Don't watch mixtapes.
Told my
land.
Nigga fuck feds.
They left my nigga in the way. We gotta get away. Jump on the plane.
Fly away, fly away.
Bad bees wanna get paid, but real niggas don't play games.
No games,
nah.
No games.
Me and these niggas ain't the same. I said me and these niggas ain't the same.
Yeah, we really ain't the same.
Me and these niggas ain't the same. I said me and these niggas ain't the same. Fuck feds, boss gun.
Rah.
Out here trapping in the slum, but you still get spun.
Robbed.
Made 5 figures on the pub.
I got
gal moving Snickers. Hashtag nuts.
Nuts.
I'm packed, vacuum packed, yes, Dutch.
Dutch.
Late night graph, burn rubber and clutch. So back and bangles on the rhythm, yeah, it's fuck.
Fuck.
Hash with the lemon got me slumped.
Slumped.
Rami, Carla, sick made, I'm getting fun.
Money.
Smoke a darn nine one night, fuck my lungs, yeah, I'm piffing out.
Piff, piff.
Smoke a darn nine one night, fuck my lungs, yeah, I'm piffing out. See blue lights and I'm dipping out.
Gone.
Big 4-5 might whip it out.
Boom.
It comes to the beef, never chicken out.
Never.
I'll slide and a nigga never slipping
fuck
out.
Feds.
They left my nigga in the way, we gotta get away, jump on the plane.
Fly away, fly away.
Bad bees wanna get paid, but real niggas don't play games.
No games,
nah.
No games.
Me and these niggas ain't the same. I said me and these niggas ain't the same.
Yeah, we really ain't the same.
Me and these niggas ain't the same. I said me and these niggas ain't the same. Woke up, no rest, no sleep. Mad ting last night, nice show, it went
neat.
Hash running low, had to holler young T.
Getting tea.
Top off a badass while I'm puffing on my weed.
Mad neck,
I'll squeeze till it's fucking empty.
Bruh.
Lab time, hollow shadow on the beat.
Yeah.
Wet race low, still fucking up the scene. I'm fresh home, chest warm from green. Magic with my fingers flick a beam. Fortune strong, touch shows, make G's. Last year, couldn't imagine getting money that was clean. For the pagan, try fucking with my team. Cash rules everything around me, cream.
Money,
Henny and the goose and the lean. Arpnars and Carlars is back, how you mean? Yeah, I'm screaming blood clock, but my manners, them are clean.
Fuck feds,
they left my nigga in the way. We gotta get away, jump on the plane.
Fly away, fly away.
Bad bees wanna get paid, but real niggas don't play games.
No games,
nah.
No games.
Me and these niggas ain't the same. I said me and these niggas ain't the same.
Yeah, we really ain't the same.
Me and these niggas ain't the same. I said me and these niggas ain't the same.
Yeah, we really ain't the same.
Yeah, we really ain't the same. Yeah, we really ain't the same.
Yeah, we really ain't the same.
Yeah, we really ain't the same. Yeah, we really ain't the same.
Sick made.
Yeah, we really ain't the same. Yeah, we really ain't the same.
Yeah, we really ain't the same.
Yeah, we really ain't the same. Yeah, we really ain't the same.
Said me and these niggas ain't the same.
Really rap. The same.
It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio. Shout out to Joey and Si for holding down the last 2 hours. We're just coming out of Ain't the Same by Mist. He's smashing it right now.
Killing it.
Absolutely killing it. He's His name's quite appropriate, Mist, because he's literally just come out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I mean? And he's just getting like 1 million views here, 2 million views there, in like very, very short spaces of time. So, yeah, he's someone that we're keeping an eye and ear on.
Mm. That whole genre kind of, dude, you know, that like English rap, like we were saying with Nines and with
Scraps. Krept and Conan, obviously.
Yeah. If you get the right kind of... Yeah, like you said, formula almost. Yeah. Right, if you've got the right flow in that genre, then you'll just
absolutely
smash it.
Yeah, the kids are looking for the real right now. I see that when it comes to the sort of rappers that are breaking through, the ilk of rappers that are breaking through right now, and the kids just want real gritty street shit, man.
Well, that's because the kids that are coming through now grew up, do you know what I mean? Their whole life has been this kind of music, you know what I mean? Their dad's probably played it or whatever. Mm. So they're just like proper, like the grime kids now are literally grew up on grime. So they had no other genre really.
That's true. That's very true. We've got a very packed show for you today. We've got all the usual fun and games. We're going to be going through a few stories that we've that we're keeping our eye on here in the offices of Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. Harley isn't here this week. I think he's out buying his Halloween costume or something. It's going to take a while for it to get like tailored and stuff. I think he's got something very special coming up. He needs to, like, the perfect sized bedsheet for his ghost costume. So he's just getting that tailored right now. So he's not going to be in this week, but still send through your legal queries. Myself, Reese, and Natalie will help you. And we've got a special guest on the show today in the form of Nick Taylor, all the way from the Antipodes. He's like a massive producer / DJ over in Australia. I've worked with him in the past, him and Tommy, none other than Tommy Lee from Motley Crue. He's married to a ballerina as well, is Nick Taylor. That's a little bit of trivia there. If you're ever doing a pub quiz and a question comes up about Nick Taylor's marriage, then you've got the answer there.
Ballerina, check.
Useful info. Yeah?
Yeah, no, it's good to know.
Good
to know.
In the bank.
All right, then. It's usually Reese that comes through with a little fact. But
but not normally about people's wives.
Do a ballet fact, Reese.
A ballet fact.
Makeup.
Ballet shoes were actually they're actually based on the old Chinese foot bounding technique. So you know how the old Chinese tradition is, you bound the women bound the feet. That's where ballet shoes come from, because it gets to the perfect point at the end of the shoe, and that's how you're able to do the standing on your toes and the pirouettes.
Fair play.
Yeah.
That's good. See, you have just made that up.
Yeah, just
but the thing with Reese is it's with conviction. So I can't believe you with every fact he says.
Well, I can actually make up facts.
That's a fact there.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Reese can make up facts.
Yep.
Good fact.
Great fact. Yep. That fact encompasses everything you're going to say from now on and everything you've ever said.
Yeah, it's true.
I would never deny that at all, that you can make up facts.
Good.
We've got Plato in coming up. We've got Lawyer versus Liar. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be getting through some stories, including this first one about a man robbing a pizzeria and having second thoughts and asking for a job application.
What did he rob?
What now?
How do you pronounce
pizzeria.
It?
Pizzeria.
Pizzeria.
I say pizzeria. A piss area. Right, he robbed a toilet.
I thought I'd been saying it wrong all these years, but Reese gave me the eye like, the what?
I've always said pizzeria.
Pizzeria.
Huh. All right, then you learn something new every day, didn't you?
Second fact there from Michael Payne.
It's actually pronounced pizzeria. I'd love to get in and like a proper like Italian mob boss and see how they pronounce it.
Yeah,
however they want to pronounce.
That's true. Yeah,
they
no
say
one's
pizzeria.
Gonna
it's pizzeria.
But anyway, this man he robbed a pizzeria, as it's correctly pronounced, and he had second thoughts and asked for a job application himself. He waved what eventually proved to be a fake handgun and was arrested in connection with an attempted robbery of a Sunnyland pizzeria. Matthew Aaron Etchison was booked on a first-degree robbery charge following a bizarre incident at Papa Murphy's Take-and-Bake Pizza. Maybe he took the name too literally. Take-and-Bake. Police said Etchison entered the store carrying what appeared to two employees to be a semi-automatic pistol. Bellingham Police Sergeant Mike Scanlon said he brandished the pistol, waved it in the air, and asked something to the effect of, "Have you guys ever been robbed? Well, you are now." The employees were cooperating when the heist took a weird turn. All of a sudden, he put the gun away and said, "Hey, you guys, just kidding. Have you got a job application?"
Gotcha.
They said they weren't hiring. Etchison fled on foot without any money and was detained by officers a few blocks away, Scanlon said. One of the employees identified Etchison as the man who entered the store, Scanlon also said.
You probably would say, I would say you were hiring if someone, because they didn't know it wasn't a real pistol at the time. Mm-hmm. They thought it was a gun.
Yeah.
Probably be like, sure, here's an application form, please leave.
Yeah, just not, sit over there and fill it out.
Yeah.
Good job it wasn't a chippy, otherwise you would have got battered.
There we go. Harley's here in spirit.
Yeah.
Approving all Reese's one-liners. It'd be hard to defend this guy, really.
Mm. You don't want to take this case on, then?
No, because I just think he should have gone through with it, really. Don't pull out. Don't, like, bottle it at the last second. No. If you're going to rob the place, isn't it?
Yeah. I think so.
Are you going to give him your name, address and bank details after you try to rob him?
I like that he fled on foot, because in my head, I mean, he'd be running. I think he's doing that power walking that you've talked about before, where you're like, that weird walking, and that's how he's fled.
Well, if you've got a gun in your hip, you're going to walk funny anyway, to be fair.
But he was detained a few blocks away, so he didn't go very quickly on foot, did he?
Probably caught him in like a subway or something.
doing the same damn thing.
Papa Murphy's Take and Bake. They're going to have to change the name now, just so that people don't misinterpret what the business actually entails.
Shouldn't it be Bake and Take? You don't want to take it before it's baked.
That's true. Yeah, because Take and Bake makes it sound as if you just get the ingredients and you go home and sort of do it yourself.
Yeah.
Papa Murphy's Take and Bake sounds made up to me anyway.
A front.
Yeah.
Not having that name.
Yeah, it could be like in the back, they could be just selling weed.
Yeah.
Probably.
If only that man had known that. He went to the wrong bit.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. He would have got a lot more he would have got more for his money, if you like.
Yeah, sure.
If he'd gone and
maybe he found out midway through and that's why he's like, "Oh, just kidding. I'm such a trickster." Hey, what am I like? Got any application forms for chance? I don't know if
you think you would talk to somebody before you decide to go and try this to get a job somewhere. You'd run it past someone. I'd probably WhatsApp you if I was doing this, if I was going for a job interview somewhere, and be like, "Hey, what do you think about this?" And you go, "I think it's good, but maybe don't take a gun with you."
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to hire you.
Well, perhaps to this outfit. I mean, the suit's lovely, but the Tech 9 maybe. No, I don't say no.
It's not real. It's a fake handgun. Doesn't matter. Don't take it with you.
Yeah, it's just an accessory. I mean,
maybe he was trying to find holes in their sort of security.
Maybe.
And that's maybe he wanted to be like loss prevention.
Apply for the security role. Maybe
exactly.
That's what he was doing.
You obviously don't have very good security. Yeah. I've been able to walk in with this handgun and you're obviously very scared. So maybe you should hire me as your security guard. I've got the weapons, even if they're not real.
Well, that's how some of these like top, like internet people, I don't know what they're called, for the police. They are actually criminals, aren't they?
Yeah, well, there's what's the film, Catch Me If You Can?
Oh, yeah.
So the guy was obviously, like, the best fraudster in the world, and he actually became, a police informant. Well, not even a police informant, just a consultant.
Just a snitch.
Basically a snitch, a glorified snitch. And he helps the police, and the FBI in particular, prevent fraud, and he'll give them a step ahead, almost stand them in good stead to sort of know what's coming. A lot of criminals go on to actually work on the other side of the law and help prevent crimes that they were really good at.
But the payroll must be incredible.
Yeah, I reckon.
Do you know, like, if the police were offering me that payroll, I'd march my own brethren down to the shop myself. You know what I mean? Jeez.
Wouldn't they have to be watched, though, all the time? Because you couldn't just trust, like, say if it was for, like, fraud or some sort of hacking. You'd be like, sure, come and work for me, and I'll just leave you with all of our equipment. You get on and do some work. They'd have to be supervised.
Yeah, true. But then I also think that, you know, most people probably do crime for money, not for the thrill. And it would be a very special type of criminal that would be on like maybe a 5 or 6 figure salary a year, because it must be a big chunk of money that they get for their work. And for them to just kind of be a turncoat and then just effectively commit like an inside job, I don't think it would be worth their while, because they might get away with it, but then that's them on the run again.
That's true.
And they can't leave a legal legitimate lifestyle.
Yeah, and if you're doing that to the police, they've probably got excellent security, so they'll find you very quickly.
Also, this guy who robbed a pizza place, I don't think that's kind of his you know, line of work. Almost, you know what I mean?
Preventing people robbing pizza shops.
Yeah.
He gave in too quickly, really. He put the gun down and said, just joking, give me a job.
Mm. Just joking. Just tricking.
I love that. Have you ever done something like that? Kind of gone in to do... No, it might... Obviously, it's not going to be like a robbery.
No.
But have you ever sort of had an about turn and pretended that you wanted to do something good rather than something... negative?
Yeah, many a times when I've been caught out midway through and I was like, what, me? I just came in to help you. Nah.
When you're robbing old ladies and you're like, oh, I'm just helping you across the road.
Yeah, your bag.
Your bag looks heavy. Let me carry that for you.
No, I like them old ladies to know what's going on. You know,
yeah, because they all voted Brexit, so yeah. Fuck them.
Fuck the old ladies.
not like that.
It might be men. There was a lot of men as well.
Fuck the old men as well,
but not literally.
Not literally.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Or do if you want to. If you fancy an octogenarian, go for it.
Yeah, true.
Why not?
Maybe we could back this guy then. Maybe if Aaron Etchinson or Aaron, as he may like to be called.
Aaron. Probably Aaron in America. Like Aaron Sorkin.
Aaron. Yeah. Yeah. That was my American accent, guys.
Aaron.
Aaron.
Oh my God, it's Aaron.
I know one guy. I know mostly Aarons, but I do know one guy that insists that we call him Aaron.
Same.
Aaron. Americans say Craig Odd, I think. They call him Craig. Like,
yeah, Craigslist.
What's the guy called Craig? Daniel Craig. That's what they call him. Daniel Craig? Daniel Craig.
Craig David.
Once I was in America and I was talking to someone, they went, oh my God, you sound like Harry Potter. I was like, what, me?
What?
Yes.
Harry Potter's from Nottingham. He's a roadman from Nottingham, it seems. I don't know about that one.
I don't think so. I haven't seen Harry Potter or read the books because I'm not interested. But I think Daniel Radcliffe.
What?
Does not sound like you.
You've never. No, he doesn't at all. You've never watched Harry Potter?
Not one.
No.
Out of the 100 million that there
are. There's too many.
Even I've watched Harry Potter and.
All of them?
Yeah, all of them.
What? I've seen three.
What?
I read the books as well.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, we're expecting that, were you?
Yeah, Reese is from that generation, though.
I don't know why I didn't put you as a Potter fan.
You didn't really have a choice when I was at school.
They're big books, though.
Yeah, I think we might have read... I had one read to us or something when we were at school as kids, and then I would have been about 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever, I don't know.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9? Somewhere, one of those ages.
Between 5 and 10, probably, you know, and...
I do like wizards.
Yeah?
Not, like, real ones, but not... I wouldn't like to read
You like real
them.
Ones? How many like real wizards do you know?
Loads. I like Joey had a Ouija board in here earlier, and I was tempted by that.
Yeah, why did he have a Ouija board? Oh, it's
Halloween coming up.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, did it? Did he sort of use it?
It didn't. Yeah, but I don't think it worked because I don't think it's a proper one.
Did you do a scenes?
Yeah, we did a scenes.
A scenes.
Seance.
Scenes. I'm going to pronounce everything wrong today.
Well, Ellen DeGeneres. What did you call it? DeGeneres.
DeGeneres.
DeGeneres came in as well.
And then she had to leave to go to the pizzeria. And do a scenes.
Yeah.
I'm so good at pronouncing shit wrong.
I know.
I quite like it.
It is good.
It's like my little thing. You know?
I like it too.
I can pronounce things right. I just can't spell them ever so correctly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm the chief here of pronouncing shit wrong.
You had to correct my grammar the other day when I sent you that thing through via email.
Oh, yeah, that's my forte.
You're a stickler for correct spelling and punctuation
and
as well.
Yep.
Grammar
absolutely.
And punctuation, yeah.
But
yeah.
Not necessarily for pronunciation.
No,
or pronunciation, as I'm going to now pronounce it.
Have you seen that YouTube channel that does the pronunciation of words for foreign people?
It takes so long to... Have you seen that? Like,
there's a joke
each
guy.
Video... Oh, is it? Like, yeah. I've seen one that's like... It's a serious one.
Yeah, and it comes up with the word on the screen.
Yeah, and it's like each video, it's like... It takes a second to say a word. But I'm like, why are these videos 15 seconds long?
Mm.
And then you press play and it's like silence for like 8 seconds. And then it'll go... Pizzeria. And then there's about 5 seconds on the other end, and that's it.
Well, someone's made a YouTube channel, and the videos look exactly the same. They do the exact same words, but the pronounce of the words wrong, like massively wrong.
So it's funny that you mentioned that, because that is exactly what Hannah Witten does as a feature on her show. It's called "The Fuck You Saying, Mate," and she does. We have to play out the clips, and they have to guess what word is the. It's clearly like ridiculous how the pronunciation is, and her and I guess have to guess what the actual correct word is, and it's really hard.
Right.
And it's a good feature as well.
There we go.
I'd love to take part in that one day.
You can do. I'll speak to her.
Yeah. Hannah Witten's a YouTuber, isn't she?
She is a YouTuber. That is correct.
Yeah, so she probably made this channel. That's probably her behind.
That's true. She's got powers, that girl.
She has, yeah.
She's up next.
She is, with Sammy Paul coming in tonight to be her co-host / guest.
Okay, what does Sammy Paul do?
He's a YouTuber.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're all YouTubers.
All of them. YouTubers are interesting.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting
genius.
World.
They are genius. Yeah. They tapped into such a niche market at the beginning and
It's incredible, the growth that they see in like such a short space of time. I was playing football with some YouTubers a couple of weeks ago, and one of them, his name's Elliot something.
Elliot Crawford.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, I only really started YouTubing recently, so I've only got like 200,000 subscribers.
Wow.
Only. I was like, I wanted to sit him down and teach him the meaning of only.
But most of them, they've got like 10 million subscribers. It's just videos of them in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Just.
It's mad.
It is mad.
I spend most of my time in my bedroom. I could be making pee.
For real. You want to see what I do in my bedroom?
Film it, put it on YouTube. Well, Johanna James, who presents the show here at 9 o'clock on Fridays, 4 till 6 p.m., she's been doing some videos on Facebook. And the last one she did, it's probably gone up now, but 24 million views. 29 million.
Shit went more viral than the common cold. Honestly.
That's impressive.
That is.
That's more views than I've had across every single thing that I've ever put up in my whole life.
For most people,
combined.
I think.
That's incredible.
I was watching your video with Elro and Getzo.
Oh, really? Really? Yeah. I like that song.
I forgot all about it. And then I was like, I wonder what ever happened to Elro. And I was like, oh,
Elro's coming back,
Michael
I think.
Payne.
And then I think Elro's going to make a bit of a return.
Abby just said something in my ear. Say it again. 31 million views now, apparently.
31
million. Her newest video is 31 million views.
That's 2 million views since last Friday.
What has she done in this video?
It was a sketch with
her
boyfriend.
With her and her boyfriend,
Her boyfriend's a YouTuber as well, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
He does...
When I say YouTuber, I could also mean Facebooker. They're all the same sort of... It's social media person, let's just say. They incorporate Facebook
social media
as well.
Personality.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. An SMP.
Yeah.
I went to... I sort of was directed inadvertently to Johanna James's boyfriend's Instagram the other day, and he does like sketches with another girl that's a porn star.
Yes, I know. I did exactly the same thing. I watched the video and went to watch that, and he does. Yeah, a lot of videos.
So like, my day took a turn basically because you know, one minute I'm on Instagram and I'm like, why has this girl got so many followers? I look at her bio and then next minute I'm on Pornhub.
Yeah, that always happens to me. I go on social media and the next thing,
just
I'm
masturbating.
Mash them out. Yeah.
Easily done.
So weird.
One click away. You're one click away from
Pornhub. Yeah, you're one click away from porn. Click away from porn.
It's my top three favourite websites on Google, apparently, when I go on...
The other one, Harry Potter World.
If you look at my phone now...
Facebook and BBC Sport, apparently. Yeah. I mean, Twitter and BBC Sport.
Yeah.
If you look at my phone now... You can tell that it's actually number one.
Pornhub is number one. In at number one there.
Yep. Pornhub in at number one. Google coming in at a close second.
Of course. It's easy to get them confused sometimes.
It is.
Searching for things on Pornhub. Oh, I meant to be on Google. What?
Google search Sarah J. Oh.
I do wonder if you went on Pornhub and you searched for things that were on Google, what would it find? Because I bet if you put Apple or something in,
it would come up with that
Pornhub.
Apple bottom.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then it'll have some nice
pictures. Apple bottom teen takes massive cock.
Yeah. I would like to test that out one day. Just put random words into Pornhub and see what it comes up with.
That makes me feel awkward. You know, when they put teen in the title, and I think, oh.
I shouldn't click.
I'm one click away from 7 years in prison. Yeah.
But teen goes all the way up to 19.
Yeah, it could be 16, 17.
Yeah,
18,
but still,
19.
Like, 19's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah, 19's a grey area.
A teenager. At the end of the day, it's a teenager.
Yeah, that's true.
quite disturbing that.
Yeah.
We're moving on.
Yes. Let's get into another song, and then on the other side we'll be talking about a woman who mistook a town meeting for a Donald Trump rally and smeared 30 cars with smooth peanut butter in protest. You're on FUBAR. It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Professional advice and legal representation? Do you want to hear a friendly voice on the phone? No? Then you've come to the right place. Here at Payne and Sylvester Inc., we don't actually care about your problems. We've got problems too, bitch. We're just here for the bants. Give us a call or send us a tweet or email us and we'll tackle your problems. Terms and conditions apply. We won't actually tackle a single one of your shitty problems. In fact, we'll probably make them worse. We're not even real lawyers.
but they are the law.
Yes, exactly. We are the law, Reese. You say we. You know, you're part of a Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. You're one of our associates.
Yeah, I'm always, you know, that kind of guy who, like, brings you the cases. Like, you'll never guess what, guys. And then you sit down and crack them.
Nah, you're the guy that helps us crack them. You and Natalie are definitely instrumental in our success.
Aww. Sometimes or lack thereof. We bring you the legal cases to
exactly.
people that you represent during the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So please get your legal queries in. You can email us, inc@fubarradio.com.
Or tweet us at FUBAR Radio.
There you are.
Nailed it.
Nailed it, yeah. 100%.
Thank you. I've been practicing all week.
Have you? Yeah, please do that. We've got a very special guest in, like I said, all the way from Australia, in the form of my good friend, Nick Taylor.
I was clapping myself then, is that all right?
That's perfect, man. That's perfect.
You've got to have your own back.
Exactly.
That's right.
And in the spirit of mispronunciation, I might say Nick Thayer.
Look, I go with both, actually.
Yeah. Like, do some people really say Thayer?
Well, it's my middle name. It was my grandfather's first name. It's not old English first name. And so technically it is, I think, Thayer.
Right.
Except somebody way back in my career pronounced it Thayer on a record. And then so that kind of stuck. So it's whatever goes, really.
Speaking of mispronunciation on records, have you ever heard, and I'm sure you have, Mark Ronson, Ghostface Killah, what song is it? It's
Is it Ooh Wee?
Yeah. Mm. Have you heard Ghostface's verse on that? He says Mark Bronson.
Does he?
He says Mark Bronson on Mark Ronson's song, and no one corrected him. You don't correct Ghostface.
No. Maybe he was making a little illusion, you know.
He goes. Special guest Mark Bronson, and no one in the studio was like, It's actually Ronson.
Can you just do that once more? Yes.
Mark Ronson ran straight to Depot and just changed his name. He was like, if he's calling me Mark Ronson, that's my fucking name. That's actually my name now. Yeah.
There's actually one of the best toasted sandwich places I've ever been to is in Perth in Australia. It's called Toast Face Griller.
Amazing!
And they have sandwiches like the trill cheese, the three cheese sandwich. And so apparently Ghostface Killah heard about this spot and he went down and checked it out and was so impressed that the next day he hired a semi-trailer, drove it out the front with a sound system and did like a free show for everybody. So that's, you know, next time you're going through Perth, which is, you know, all the time, right? That's a Toast-Based Griller.
Amazing.
There's actually a place in a record label called Gangster Raps. And they've just started their own food line called Gangster Raps.
Yeah.
And they've got sandwiches like Notorious BLT and stuff like that.
I love that type of shit. So, Nick, man, like, what brings you to the UK this time? Because last time you were here, if I recall, that was what we worked together.
There was just a couple of years ago now. Mm. Just a couple of years. It feels like a long time, yeah.
Do you know what? It doesn't feel like that long ago, you know, to me.
It's crazy. Like, I got off the tube today up in Highgate, and I was like, this just feels like yesterday was the last time I was here. So really, you know, it does go so quick. Mm-hmm. I'm here this time because, well, you say all the way from Australia, but I am actually now a resident of Antwerp.
What?
As of a week and a half ago.
Okay.
My wife and I, Juliet and I, just moved to Antwerp.
Yeah.
She's dancing with the ballet company there, so we thought, let's go and experience Europe. So now, this morning, I got on a train and came to London, which was amazing experience for me.
Yeah.
Last week I got on a train and went to Amsterdam. It's all very new, this whole
of course
getting on a train and going somewhere.
Is that permanent residence you've taken up then?
It is for the foreseeable future. Yeah.
Amazing.
So, and it just means I can come over here and do work a lot, and come and do sessions and meet people and come on radio shows.
Yeah.
And you know, just
until Brexit.
Until Brexit.
Until it really kicks in.
So that's March plus 2 years, right?
Basically.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to since your last time over here?
Lots of writing music. I've got two projects that I release under Nick Thayer, and then another one, Signal to Noise. One of them is sort of a bass project, and the other one's sort of more garage house, UK garage type project. I've been scoring films and scoring for ballet. I've just been... Here we go, pat on the back again.
Yeah,
just been nominated for Best Music in a Short Film for a short film that I scored, which
incredible.
Is
really... Congrats.
Really, yeah. Thank you.
And when's the award? When do the awards get announced?
The same day as the US elections, bizarrely enough. November 8th, so yeah. I'll be watching the news carefully.
So you're
going to
be stealing their thunder, innit? You know what I mean? Because we all know what the bigger story is going to be.
Right. So yeah, I'm very excited about that. So it's just been doing all sorts of stuff. Like, I... I enjoy, you know, music from right across the board. Mm. People often ask me, you know, do you like this or do you like that? You know, you mentioned death metal just off air before. And I'm like, I love all of those things, but I'm like more into acts than I'm into sounds. You know, right. Like it's not so much that, yeah, I'm into death metal. It's like I'm into this band and this band.
Yeah.
And then some of the others, not so much. So, but you know, I listen to everything from that through to classical, through to, and then so that I think comes through in the music that I make.
Absolutely,
because so, yeah.
you're by trade, you are known as a dance or EDM or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Producer, right? But you take inspiration from so many other genres.
Indeed, yeah. So, like, yeah, I guess the majority of the music I make is that electronic based stuff, and you know, certainly the last sort of 15 years I've been DJing, so that's been the long and short of it. But yeah, I play guitar in bands, mm-hmm. I do the composing and all the rest of it, so right across the board, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that's what you got to do is, you know, if you're only listening to music that's in the genre that you're making, then you're getting no outside influence, and you're not going to grow your scene, you're not going to do anything different, you're just going to end up sounding like a cover band of whoever else you're listening to.
Yeah, so, yeah. So you, through you, I now have quite a special relationship with an absolute rock fucking legend in Tommy Lee. But like, obviously, I know the story about that. But tell sort of Natalie and Reese and our listeners how the relationship between you and Tommy Lee from Motley Crue, aka like Pamela Anderson's ex-husband, came about. You know.
It was bizarre. You know, I grew up as, you know, sort of a street kid listening to that kind of, you know, early 90s glam rock, hip hop and that kind of thing, and so Motley was certainly a big part of that. We used to go out and shoot pool and put Motley on the jukebox.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was just in a random airport somewhere in Canada, and I was actually talking to my wife on the phone, and she asked something and I didn't reply, and she's like, you know, are you there? And I said, yeah, sorry, I just got an email from Tommy Lee. she's like, what? I'm like, yeah, Tommy Lee from Motley Crue just emailed me.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, okay, well, what did he say? And I said, he said he likes my music. And somehow he'd heard some of the stuff that I'd made, a track called Like Boom that was on Skrillex's label, Ausler. Mm-hmm. And he'd been playing that in his DJ sets, and he just hit me up. And so I replied and said, thank you very much, Tommy Lee. I also like your music. and you know, the next time they came through Melbourne, we linked up and really, you know, struck up a great friendship. And so, yeah, we've done a bunch of music together. Mm-hmm. I'll actually be staying at Tommy's house on November the 8th when the awards ceremony
is announced.
Oh,
right, is that where you're watching the election?
That is where we'll be watching the election results.
Incredible.
Live tweeting from, yeah.
Any space for a plus one? No?
I'll see what I can sort out, too. And Tommy's one of those guys. He's just a big kid, and he's excited about all kinds of music. Mm-hmm. And that's the exciting thing about working with him. He's like, oh, have you heard? And he'll bring so much music to the table. Have you heard this new thing? Have you heard that new thing?
Right.
And it'll all be, you know, from right across the musical spectrum. And so, you know, when we did the track together, you know, Tommy and I had done the beat, and then I played the tune to you. You're like, yeah, let's jump on this. Mm. And then I think we were in this, you know, working in the studio, and we sampled Tommy himself
exactly
to put on the track, and then took it back to him, and he's like, this is great, what about if I put some live drums on it? And you know, so he's very much that same vein, just throw everything at the mix, throw everything at it and see what happens.
Absolute Don.
How
Absolute.
Do you two know each other?
Myself and Nick.
Mm.
We know each other through I've got a very, very good friend, Fergus, aka Bill Posters, and he is Nick's cousin.
Right, okay.
And like actual cousins.
Yeah, yeah. Proper cousin. And yeah, he always used to mention Nick to me. Like he's a huge fan of yours, you know, like massive fan. And
thanks,
obviously
Ferg.
through that, obviously I became, you know, that I became aware of your work, and then you know, we were meant to work together. It was overdue by the time we actually did.
Long overdue, yeah. And likewise the follow-up.
Yeah exactly. That's long overdue as well. So yeah, it was literally just through his cousin Fergus, who happens to be one of my best friends and one of Harley's best friends as well.
Yeah,
there you go. Nice. Yeah. It's a very small world.
You know Fergus as well.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Everybody knows Fergus.
I don't know Fergus.
Fergus is a Don. You probably do, but you just don't know it's him.
Yeah, that's true. And that's handy that he's a big fan of yours, because it'd be awkward if you were related and he wasn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, I'm not sure.
Do you reckon that ever happens? Do you reckon there's like siblings and one of them's like in a band and the other one's like, yeah, I'm not really feeling it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's real, but hasn't Barack Obama's brother been like saying stuff on Twitter about him? I don't know if it's real.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't.
But I've been... No, honestly...
How are you going to chat shit about Barack Obama?
Like, right, and be his brother. Like, his genuine brother.
Well, there is a situation in Australia. We had a prime minister who got kicked out recently because he was rubbish, called Tony Blair, sort of Australia's... Sorry, I'm Tony Abbott. He's...
Freudian slip, but none of us corrected you there.
No. He's kind of,
that seems legit.
He's kind of an Australian version of Farage, you know, right. And he was rubbish. And so he was super opposed to gay marriage, but his sister is gay and in a long-term gay relationship. Oh, right. And so the media were having a field day about that. You know, let's get her quote on everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, and so she was good. She was calling him out on a lot of things, and you know, and apparently, I'm imagining Christmas dinner that year would have been.
Must be so awkward.
Awkward.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. She was probably at the head of the table as well.
That would be wonderful. Her partner would have been at the head of the table. That would have been even better.
Well, let's get into. We got some music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's get into a song, and then we'll carry on chatting to Nick. And also, if you're up for it, then we'd love you to help us out with some of these legal queries that we get through from people, being the most powerful law firm in the world.
Excellent. Yes, I am fully qualified and 100% verified to do that.
Perfect. That's a fact. You're listening to FUBAR's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Oh, listen. And it go like, yo, yo. Let me tell a man, a little man, I'm like Osh. When I pull out the S-U-S like Josh. Know they got my weapon on me right now. Don't care what you left outside in the bush. I remember the first thing a man cracked. Don't make me beat another thing like Osh. Man alive, aim it. I caught the bullet, might dick with the wing go whoosh. Let me tell a dickhead, little dickhead what I'm thinking. I don't wanna see man on Facebook simping. Man wanna act like drug lord kimping. Got beef with shadow, but you don't wanna link him. Can't come right gang with that chain glistening. That won't last 30 seconds swinging. That pussy knows what swords I wield. That pussy knows what swords I'm swinging. Man, I'm on a flex like man, I'm on a bad man. Till I just swing on my scarf like Shabnam. Them man they try scamming the banks, get skanked and scam when they try do bank scams. Man, I'm on a flex like man, I'm on a evil. Man, I'm on a never shank top no people. Don't try come around me with your attitude. Hoop up, punter stabs you with a needle. Man, I'm on a flex like man, I'm on a LD. You ain't from Brixton Hill, you don't make D. Talk about your niggas through corner, the arse. Start chilling with your ox when your niggas went Penji. Niggas ain't shadow over niggas wanna envy. For what you did in the track with your daddy. Niggas wanna spit like a nigga, I don't get it, nigga. Why nigga? Cause a nigga ain't got the technique. Shell him, shell him, shell him, shell him. I'll be your rebel to the devil, I'll sell him. If a side man got a problem with me, I won't. Facebook, tell Insta or bell him. Shell him, shell him, shell him, shell him. See a man slipping on the road and I'll get him. Walk at your door at the time, I'll get him. Don't try be a dad or your mother, you forgetting. Shell him, no strap, wed him. My thing a nigga got that off a lad. Told your mum fuck off, I don't wanna leave a son's heading. Insta behead him, that's more than a deading. Blood, I just had a bitch come round and I swear my knife got more stains than my bedding. Blood, I just had a bitch come round and I swear my knife got more stains than my bedding. Man alive, shadow get invo. Man, I know you wicked and your body now you spit cold. I'm like, cool, show, show, true, I know though. What's that shit sold to evil? They ain't a problem, been sold, silence that like a pistol. Should have done over your juju when I said I'd love for the roof. The sacrifice could have been his soul. For the powers of he holds, can't sold that round where you get your shit stole. When I'm from the gutter where we lick balls, with my heart shove aside, blood is a blick hole. Clearer than King Roll, shadow ain't got one, said the devil can't take his soul. When I've been held so tight, when it's meant to be hot, but the shit's cold. Don't say you're trapping when you live though. Which MC keeps saying it the best? A dog's patience, what a pussy wanna test. Man alive, yes, yes. Dip, 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 all up in your flesh. I don't wanna see man letting out breath. Tell a man don't like, tell a man roll with it, tell a man don't slip till a man takes steps. Shanky your wig, then I twist like dreads. Man, offense, niggas, that's what you do. Shadow with him and I got the jetty and I do you. Might get deep, might make man bleed, or I might just give a little pagan a boo boo. I don't wanna hear a little pussy talk doo doo. When I get dips, there, niggas ring po. And I do something man for the things like Nunu. Don't run things back, nigga, what? My spirit way more wicked than voodoo. Man, alive, shadow, we's cuckoo. Beef on the rose, oh, blood on my clothes. That shit there, I ain't new to. Dip, dip in a bit, man, execute you. Man, talk shit, then I won't excuse you. Heard man, are looking for me, oh, oh. When you find shadow, then your parents lose. Might see me with my coast that I crips in blue blue. Watch your mic like a pussy nigga, I'm Su Wu. Them man snitch, that's what I don't do. Rip flesh, can't tell me shit, that's what I do do. Rare, you Pokemon, Mewtwo. Tell me what you doing, don't tell me what you used to. Shadow be Juju, mixed with voodoo. Harness the souls of a trillion Zulus. Man, know my niggas is gorillas and bears. And I hold down my animals just like Noah. Bet my thought I was gonna say Zeus do. First one to cage my gorillas like Zeus do. Shadow villain man, everyone to write bars. Or I might use invisible ink like Voodoo. Shadow villain man, everyone to write bars. Or I might use invisible ink. I get dark like Jason Voorhees when it's in his moves. Head chopped off, I'm a loose screw. Had to go A-walk to the blue and Subaru. You don't know what I did do and what I do. No more got a soul, we're gonna be at the bottom under my feet like you should do. In your girl's face where I put them things, similar substance to what glue do.
It's FUBAR Radio, it's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated, just coming out of Black Genie by Shadow. Or is it Shadow?
It's Shadow, yeah. The guy's called Shadow.
Okay, cool, yeah. Okay. X's instead of A's.
That's a new thing that is introduced.
Now that's been around.
No, that's a new thing that he's introduced in his rap.
Okay, cool. All yeah. Oh, right, so it used to be Shadow with an A.
Yeah.
Changed
and then
it
was Shadow Valley.
Okay.
And then now it's Shadow with an X.
Okay, okay.
Keeping people on their toes.
It? Absolutely, like ballet shoes.
Yeah.
Almost like Reese's Twitter accounts, like have several to keep people on their toes. Yeah,
exactly.
Reese is going to pop up next on another account.
And then I can pretend one's fake when I say something a bit too outrageous. <'cause laughs> who's trying to get me like that?
I was nowhere near that pizzeria. We have got our very special friend, very special guest in the studio right now in the form of Nick Taylor. We were chatting to him before that song, and we're going to carry on to do so, And he's also going to help us with some of your legal queries. We've got a couple now already. So Reese is going to read them out in his very sexy Nottingham accent. Mm. And then we're all going to chip in and try and help you out.
So this one's from Jane. She says, hey guys. Hey Jane.
Hey Jane.
Hey Jane.
My boyfriend recently bought me a really expensive coat for my birthday. I thought it was fake fur, but when I found out it was actual real mink, I projectile vomited and I just can't wear it. How do I tell him that that his morals are all wrong? Help me, please.
Oh,
Well, straight up, that's entirely the correct response, I believe.
Me too.
To a fur coat. That's spot on there, Jane.
Yeah.
That's my views, not the views of Fubar Radio.
Yeah, no.
I agree.
I don't wear fur.
No, I don't.
Mainly because I can't afford it.
I wear faux fur. I do like a faux fur hood.
Yeah, we leave a faux lifestyle. We're a faux law firm, for fuck's sake.
There's nothing real about us.
I did used to have a real fur parker coat when I was younger, yeah.
And I'm wearing a T-shirt by a brand called Real Fake, so I'm not sure if that counts as well.
Well, do you wear leather?
I do, but I try and keep it to like secondhand leather, so I don't buy new leather things.
Yeah, okay, cool.
So someone else has sucked some of the guilt out of it already. You know what I mean?
Well, it's you kind of, you know, if you're going to, you know, a secondhand shop and like, well, the cow's already dead; it's already been turned into a piece of clothing.
Yeah, mm.
They're not killing any new cows to make that particular thing, and you know, better they're not even making any new cotton to make that thing. It's already made, you know. But as far as I can, I try not to buy any products with new leather. And my wife is a very passionate vegan, and so, you know, that's informs a lot of our lifestyle as well.
Yeah, of course. I think maybe the course of action is take it to... Because there's nothing you can do about it now. The mink is dead. Like the coat has been made. Maybe just take it to a secondhand shop and get some money for it. But then you're just kind of profiting off...
Yeah.
Death.
And also make, you know, maybe it's a chance to start a dialogue with the boyfriend and say, look, this is a really nice gesture.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it. This is where I'm coming from, you know, just so you know, for the future. If we're going to have a future together, this is part of me.
And also, is your boyfriend Diddy? Because who the fuck is affording who's affording a mink coat, by the way?
I think the price tag, she's saying it's really expensive.
They're about ten bags. Like they're thousands of pounds,
are
man.
They? I'm thinking maybe when she said it's really expensive that he left the price tag still on so she can just take it back to the shop.
Minks are very are like it? Fur is expensive. Like
Did she projectile vomit on the coat as well?
That's true. That's proper pet, isn't it?
She can't wear it. She can't wear it, so maybe she did vomit on the coat.
Yeah, well then you're bad too. Would you throw up on an alive one?
But it's not going to kill the live one.
No.
I think most people, or a lot of people, are anti-fur at this stage. That's quite a bold move, without discussing it with someone, to buy them a mink coat, isn't it?
Maybe he's northern.
What, do you like a bit of fur up north?
Well, no, but like people just don't have the same morals as down south.
Well, maybe he's from like Harlem in the 80s. Do you know what I mean? It just sounds, it smacks
Queens.
Yeah. It's just so, who does that? Who still buys fur coats for people?
Are they like the big ones? Coats, right.
Just in like the most luxurious videos.
Yeah.
Costume directors for blaxploitation videos. They're buying fur coats.
That's true, yeah.
Maybe it's Krypton Conan.
Maybe your boyfriend's either Krept or Conan, for real. Because Conan was wearing a fur coat the other day at the NFL launch.
Have you seen that photo of him? It's like when you get ready, but your mum says you can't go out, and they both sat there in the huge fur coat.
Imagine getting, I wouldn't get on a tube or something, because presumably she's saying they don't have a lot of money, or they're not, you know, rich, so she's saying it's an expensive coat. Imagine just getting on the tube with a big mink coat on.
Yeah,
you'll be getting
real.
Some looks.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. and some sweats.
And some sweats, yeah, you would.
Especially
be
if you're on the central line and that.
Yeah.
You'd die. Mm. And then it might be actually just like karma.
Yeah, maybe.
You both died for that coat, basically. you and the mink.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, just speak to the boyfriend. Just
yeah, I think tell your boyfriend that's not on. If you're anti-fur, then that's a very you should be very emphatic about your stance and let your boyfriend know so he doesn't make the same mistake again. And yeah, look up some blaxploitation costume.
Yeah. Costume designers,
and yeah. And maybe sell it on. You could make a lot of money off that coat.
Yep, sorted.
Yeah.
So the next one's from Helen Ham.
Hey, Helen Ham.
Probably related to Larry Lamb, I don't know.
Larry.
She says, hi, boys.
Easy.
Hi. And Nat. Yeah, come on, thanks. And women.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Gender inclusive boys.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
Cool.
I've got a situation. The man underneath me keeps having really loud sex late at night, and I'm finding it hard to sleep. I've bumped into him a few times in the morning, and I want to say something, but I'm finding it embarrassing. And hard to make eye contact because I know what he sounds like when he's having it off. Of, she said, but I'm assuming off.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do something for me about a noise complaint?
The man underneath you? You sure he's not having sex with you?
How would you imagine that? The man underneath me is having loud sex and I'm finding it hard to sleep.
So you're not supposed to sleep during sex. It's very bad sex if you're trying to get to sleep during.
You probably wouldn't be on top either, would you? If you're trying to sleep and you're on top.
She's just lying on top of my ass.
That's so annoying when you're having sex, trying to sleep, and the person underneath you just wants keeps being loud. Yeah. Yeah, God's sake.
She also said I bumped into him a few times in the morning. I mean, if he's underneath you, chances are that's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, yeah, on the way to the breakfast bar. You know.
I think, well, it's a natural thing. You know, I don't understand why people complain about their neighbours having sex.
Mm.
Usually it's just, for me, just it smacks of jealousy. Yeah. You know, I used to live in a shared flat, and I had a neighbour, I had a flatmate, in fact, who used to have very, 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 very incredibly loud sex all the time. And at first I thought, that's a bit uncouth, but then I thought, if I complain about it, I'm only hating because I wish I was having sex that loud that regularly, because I'm talking about every fucking night, you know what I mean?
My God.
Yes. Wow.
And he's apologising to me in the morning. I'm like, nah, spud me, bro. You're killing
me. Wash your hands and spud me, bro. What are you saying?
In fact, spud me because you haven't washed your hands.
Was it for quite a long time? Or was it fairly
It would be
short?
Like, this is how it would go. I'd be sitting there, maybe watching TV, and I'd hear the front door go. Then I'd hear the footsteps, then I'd hear his bedroom door go, and then I'd hear, it was like Forrest Gump.
Was that him or her?
No, because he was gay. So it was either him or him, basically.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
That was the thing. So all I would hear is, for about like 30 seconds, and then it just eerie silence.
That's all right, 30 seconds is fine,
and then he'd always apologize to me the next morning. I'll be like, mate, do your thing, bro. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? I can't, you're getting all these dudes, yet. I can't get girls that regularly, do you know what I mean? So I'm just do your thing.
I was in Barcelona and I was living in a shared flat as well with this other guy, and he must have come home from the club at about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. No, about 5 o'clock, because I was just getting up to go to work.
Yeah.
And he must have come off, you know, drunk, just steamy.
Yeah.
Just got into the living, like, I opened my bedroom door, so I could hear someone having sex, and I was getting up to go to work, and I opened my bedroom door, and his trousers were just in front of my door.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked over, and he was just having a threesome on the couch in the living room.
Wow.
At breakfast?
At, like, 5 in the morning.
Oh,
see, that raised an interesting question about the email, you know, like you said, you know, if it's dinner time, watching TV, bit of extra noise, that's fine.
Yeah.
If the person below you is having super loud sex at 3 in the morning
that's
and you
true.
Have to get up to go to work at 7.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, could you read it out again? Because,
okay. Hi, boys. Hi. I've got a situation. The man underneath me keeps having really loud sex late at night and I'm finding it hard to sleep. Mm. I've bumped into him a few times in the morning and I want to say something, but I'm finding it embarrassing and hard to make eye contact because I know what he sounds like when he's having it off. Can you do something for me about a noise complaint? Helen Ham.
Yeah, see, late at night, that's, you know.
Yeah.
How late is late at night? Because like my mum, 9 o'clock's late at night.
Yeah,
after
exactly.
Midnight. After midnight, I would say, is late.
I'd say 11, because you're like beating your car 11. Horn
yeah,
up
I think
until 11, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. I think as far as the authorities sort of dictate, it's 11. 11, I think.
Well, I'd say 11 plus 20 minutes for last drinks. So 11, last call, then you've got 20 minutes,
yeah.
And then you're done.
So you shouldn't be banging past 20 past 11 very loudly.
No.
Maybe just write him up a schedule. Times that you can bang that's convenient for you.
That's true.
I will not be home between these hours.
Yeah, do your thing.
Yeah.
Literally, have the windows open, have the doors open. It's up to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a schedule, a little rota, might be helpful.
Just say when you're away. Like, I'm away this weekend, so you've got free reign all day long.
Yeah, true.
Anytime you like. Yeah.
Or and this is, you know, I'm just obsessed with recording all manner of sounds. So my first reaction was record the sound, pop a tape through his door.
Oh yeah, of course. This is how loud you are.
In my apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a very good
one. And then that can be anonymous, because I don't know if you live in a large block of flats, but, you know, then that could be anybody in the block of flats. Just here's a tape of how loud I can hear you in my apartment.
That's a great idea.
Mm. Or just start having really loud sex.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Sex off.
Yeah.
You have a sex off.
Yeah, that's it. That is
a sound clash.
This is why you're the law.
Yeah. Have a little sex sound clash.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
I'll judge. I'm free. Give me a shout.
I'll participate. That's a great idea. That's a great. I think a rota, and if that doesn't work, then a little sex sound clash.
Yeah.
Will
that be kind of like the FA Cup? Is it a knockout situation? You know.
That's a good point.
Mm.
And then, like, there's like the table drawn up, and it all goes through. You know, oh shit, we're meeting in round three. Oh no.
Meat between legs.
Apart from these two, the emails have been relatively tame this week.
They have,
yeah.
I think they got
so far, we've still got over an hour left.
There have been some ridiculous ones in the past. Really, really bad.
Yeah.
But these ones, they've been relatively tame.
There's another few here.
Okay.
Shall I get into another one?
Let's get into one.
So this one's, you know, really, really changes things, I feel. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I need help.
Okay.
I like my friend and I like hanging with him, but the way he eats his food is disgusting. Whenever we go out for dinner, he orders a sausage roll and always picks apart the pastry first and then goes in to devour the sausage. It's very upsetting to watch. Can I have something legal to make sure he doesn't eat in front of me? I find it offensive and it puts me off my nosh.
I don't understand why he doesn't just order a sausage.
Yeah.
I don't know many restaurants that have sausage rolls on the menu. Why are they going for dinner?
I think there
fucking Wetherspoons.
I think there must be Northern, because he's ordering sausage rolls all the time and he said, puts me off my nosh.
Yeah.
Because nosh means something else here, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does.
But I could see why someone eating disgusting could put you off either kinds of nosh.
I mean, why do you just stop
now, someone eating really loud will definitely not put me off the more adult nosh. So like, you might as well put that sound to good use, really.
The adult nosh.
The adult nosh.
But what if the adult nosh was happening and someone was in front of you just eating a disgusting way of eating food? You might be like,
I'd never be getting a blowjob around people eating. that's unlikely.
Yeah, that's quite
I think
specialist.
The only person that might be eating is me.
Okay, yeah, sure. Sausage roll.
Maybe a sausage roll.
Yeah. So I don't know where they're going for dinner that every night. Well, no, not every night, is it? But they always order a sausage roll, because that's not that many places.
Well, I mean, if you're outside of London, you get them pretty much everywhere.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe they're in so like a little chef.
Like, you can't move for Greggs where I'm from.
Yeah?
Literally just Greggs, stone throw away from the last Greggs.
I bet there's Greggs restaurants up north, isn't there?
Le Gregory.
With cutlery and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
there is Greggs cafes.
Gregaria.
Yeah, there's one in London, and it was like an old coffee shop before, and they've got all still the big coffee machines and everything like that, and it's like a really old... But it's a Greggs, yeah.
Nice.
Their sausage rolls are nice, actually.
And they're starting to do they're starting to make the food healthier.
Yeah.
They've got rid of scones off the menu.
Why?
They're posh.
Posh. I think they might be changing the recipe because they're making healthier option Greggs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do they do
Greggs
cronuts?
Have rebranded. Greggs are classy nowadays.
I liked old Greg.
New Greg.
Greggs.
Mm. New Greg.
Do they do cronuts or whatever those things they're called? Do you know about that?
Cronuts?
Yeah.
I've had a few cronuts in my time. I don't think the ones you're on about.
Donuts made out of croissant dough.
Yeah.
No, that sounds a bit too...
No, they're amazing.
A bit too pretentious for me.
No, yeah, they are amazing.
I'm just happy with my yum-yums and a sausage and bean melt.
Yeah,
I'm
good yum-yums.
Greggs are actually starting to do delivery now as well.
What?
Yeah.
Is this an advertisement?
Yeah,
he works
for Greggs.
I used to live above a Greggs, so I'm down with the Greggs.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't be surprised if with this new sort of classy, this foray into more sort of classy food, they change their name to Gregory's.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah. Now, I was just thinking back on the email. Is there a precedent for like a restraining order with food? Could you say I'm not allowed within 200 metres of a sausage roll?
Or people who munch.
Or people who munch.
Yeah.
And just, you know, make yourself up like some sort of fake legal document.
Sorry, mate.
Brandish it. So, sorry. You've got...
There's no need for fake because we are the most powerful law firm in the world. So we can actually...
We'll do a faux legal document to go with the faux fur and the faux everything else.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm. We can establish that law if we want.
Yeah, so we are now the world leaders in food restraining orders.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Maybe, you know, I'm just as an option. Maybe don't meet them for dinner. Just go for drinks. I don't know. If it's that bad, if it's always sausage
but
rolls.
But then you go for it to a pub. What's that first thing that you're going to see on the bar?
It's going to spot a sausage roll there.
Absolutely.
Because you get one free with every pint up north.
I thought it was the other way around. I thought you got a pint free with every sausage roll.
Yeah, get a pint of real ale free with every sausage roll you buy.
You just dipping
every
it in.
Every pasta.
I think... I'm still trying to figure out why he... orders a sausage roll instead of just a sausage if he gets rid of all the pastry.
No, because I think he picks apart the pastry, but I think maybe he eats the pastry as well. He just doesn't want to eat the two together. Much like we do with roast dinners, we separate everything. I think he goes pastry first, then sausage.
Right.
What a fucking idiot.
It tastes so much better all in.
That's why why don't you just get some pastry and a sausage, bro?
Yeah. We're clearly not seeing the bigger picture here, are we? Like, no, but that sausage thing isn't really sitting right with me. And he's just sitting there thinking, yeah, but my brethren's so annoying. Can you fucking help me out? I think maybe...
Just could cut him off as a mate altogether.
Yeah, ostracise him.
Yeah.
Bring him some food. Order it. Order him a pastry and a sausage and say, look, here's the solution. You obviously don't like them together. I'll order for you. And then you've got the two separate things.
Yeah.
Have a nice time.
Forget order. Invite him around for dinner and present that as an option.
Yeah. That's true. Or maybe sort of, I don't know, finesse him somehow. Persuade him to convert to either Islam or Judaism where he's not allowed to eat pork. And then you've got no problem.
Vegetarian sausage.
Or yeah, just make him a vegan. It's all bring him down to London where veganism's like mad cool now, because I'm sure there are no vegans up north.
I know one.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Didn't it Tom Com?
Yeah. Oh, is he vegan?
Yeah.
Fair play.
Diehard. He loves it. Don't stop talking about it. It's great. It's so much fun to be around him all the time.
I think, make him convert to some sort of lifestyle where he doesn't consume meat, and that's your problem solved, I reckon. Mm.
I think that's the clearest course of action.
Mm.
Yeah. Has to be vegan, because vegetarians, they have, like, vegetarian sausages.
Yeah, but what if you
get a veggie sausage roll?
Corn sausage roll.
Yeah, but not in pastry. You wouldn't eat pastry,
No, you can
you?
Get vegan pastry.
Oh. Nothing work
get,
on any
you
level.
You get vegan though. Everything.
Yeah. Therefore, it doesn't work because he'll just get a vegan sausage roll.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. At least it'll be a bit more ethical.
Yeah, it's true.
It'll be annoying, but it'll be a bit more ethical.
3 years of religious conversation down the drain.
He hasn't got a problem with the ethics. It's just then putting him off his nosh. He doesn't like the way he eats.
Yeah.
Turn around. Don't look at him. Why do you have to watch him eat?
Yeah.
That's
true.
Weird. Why are you not concentrating on your own food?
That's true. This is very true.
That's true.
Get your own food and concentrate on that.
Yeah. Just don't look. There's nothing more weird than someone looking at you when you eat.
Especially when you're eating a sausage as well.
Yeah.
Never look someone in the eye when you're devouring something phallic. That's rule number one.
Yeah.
Rule number one.
They put devour the sausage as well.
Yeah.
It sounds quite sexual.
It does.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a euphemism.
Yeah. Maybe the whole email's a euphemism.
That's what I mean.
It could be. They've put nosh and devour, two saucy words. It's upsetting to watch when he devours my sausage.
Why don't you sit him down, talk to him, see if he feels the same way?
Yeah.
I'd love it if that was a coded email.
we've just not helped.
We just spent 15 minutes talking about pastry.
Food, and he's on about sex life.
He's there like, I love him.
All right. Do we have any more?
Yeah.
Right.
Let me have a... No, that's a little... That's fine.
Loads through.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
Hello, Payne and Sylvester.
Easy. Sylvester's not here.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right, Nat.
Hi.
My flatmate shaved his pubes and put them in my steak. Why is this happening all the time? This isn't the first time I've had this in.
Yeah.
My flatmate shaved his pubes and put them in my stainless steel flask. I drank my coffee and ended up with his pubes in my mouth. Disgusting. I feel violated. Yeah. Aaron,
you should do.
Oh,
yeah,
that's it. She doesn't want any advice. She just wants to tell us.
I think she must.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah,
you should be in shock.
My reply is, you should do.
Yeah. I'd want to sue him for that. I mean, entirely.
No, but she hasn't said what she wants to do.
Yeah. No, that's true. We don't know how to.
I think she's just telling us.
Well, obviously, a lot of people do that. Harley, when he was here, talked about how he cut off his pubes and put it in his friend's pasta lunch.
Yeah, as a
horrible
prank.
Horrible.
Very, very nasty.
What a guy.
Oh, yeah. So, there's no help to be helped there, is there?
No.
There's no question. Okay.
Cheers for that, Aaron.
Dive in with Marissa.
Hey, Payne and Sylvester, again. Is there any Payne here?
Are any of you fucking listening? Sylvester isn't here.
No, but you sound a lot like Harley.
Yeah, so, I do. Yeah. People always say that.
They always get confused. And to me, too. Yeah, I often say I sound like Harley as well. It's weird.
Hey, Payne and Sylvester, my best friend's boyfriend is quite nice. Oh, that's good. Except he keeps forgetting my name. I've met him 5 times and he really doesn't remember my name. I find it really rude and it's always awkward when I see him. Can I issue a legal notice to get him to remember my name? Thanks, Marissa.
It's bad.
What's your name again? Sorry? would you read it out again, please?
Yep. Hey, Payne and Sylvester. My best friend's boyfriend is quite nice, except he keeps forgetting my name. I've met him 5 times and he really doesn't remember my name. I find it really rude and it's always awkward when I see him. Can I issue a legal notice to get him to remember my name? Mm. Thanks, Marissa.
No, I swear a name badge.
She shouldn't have to, though, should she? Yeah. Like, 5 times five she should times. Be remembering somebody's name.
Yeah, true.
Marissa well, is I think not seven, that hard
I think,
a name.
I think seven is the scientific sort of number. I don't know if that's true or speculation, but I've heard 7 times
before,
you have to...
Before you remember someone's yeah. name.
Do you know what, Becky? Really I'd never memory. Forget your name.
And you know, if it's your best friend, you know, like, you should... If your best friend introduces you to her... If your girlfriend introduces you to her best friend,
yeah,
you should be making a point to remember that name.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
True.
It's the
yeah.
best friend as well.
It's not yeah. just a it's not just a, you know, it's met you 5 times over the course of 2 years. Yeah. Then, okay, fair enough, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
It's one of them where he does remember your name, but he's just jealous that you've took his best friend. And he's like, oh, yeah, sorry, what's your name?
Oh, right, yeah. You're sharing this girl now, so he's,
he's
his girlfriend, shade. Basically.
Yeah.
But they were probably best friends before.
What I mean, but do you know when you get a girlfriend and then you start seeing her and you're not with your best mate and then he gets a bit like, you're not about anymore, you're whipped.
Yeah, maybe he's just trolling you.
Yeah, he's like, sorry, what's your name?
He's like, I'm her best friend now because I'm not going to remember your name because it's the boyfriend that's not remembering her name.
No, the boyfriend's best friend.
Oh, that's, yeah. Oh, so I heard that wrong in my head. I was thinking boyfriend. Hey, okay, that's...
Wait, am I getting this
no,
wrong?
No, yeah. No. It's my best friend's boyfriend.
Yeah, my best friend's okay, yeah. That's what I was thinking. Like, what?
Lol.
Yeah, okay. Because boyfriend's best friend, that wouldn't be such a big deal. Boyfriend's best friend, I mean, it would be, but
it's
not
kind of
the same
as
my...
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's still kind of... You know the name of that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I think he's trolling because she's taking away his girlfriend.
But it doesn't say necessarily it's a girl, so it could be a guy.
Yeah.
Mm.
His partner.
Yeah.
I suggest some kind of name remembering swear jar.
True.
Each time he forgets or pretends to forget, he has to get the next round.
Or do you know how you whack a dog on the nose and then you teach it to not? Maybe just do that every time he gets your name wrong.
Yeah.
Whack him on the nose.
On the nose.
Or spray him with a bottle of water. Like
vinegar. Has to have vinegar.
Eat a sausage roll in front of him in a horrible way every time he gets your name wrong.
So yeah,
Marissa's an easy name to remember.
Yeah,
it does sound like Clarissa, though.
I know, and I keep thinking Clarissa Knows Best or whatever.
Yeah, no. TV show. Was it wasn't it Clarissa the Teenage
Witch?
Sorry, that's Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
It was the same person.
The Teenage Witch, the bootleg version.
And look,
it was
Melissa
Joan Hart. Yeah,
everything is confusing me about this because surely the best friend is saying, "Oh, we're going to catch up with Marissa tonight. We're meeting Marissa at the
park." He's doing it on purpose.
The name is coming a lot.
Yeah.
It's not just like you're running into them.
That's a good point.
Name is going to come up in conversation a lot. So I think you're right. I think he's trolling.
Yeah.
So whack him on the nose every time then.
Yeah. And the swear jar. The name swear jar. Yeah. Mm. And there's
punch
a legal precedent.
Punch him on the nose and make him put money in
the
swear
jar.
Yeah.
Genius.
He'll remember pretty quick then. When you get the legal notice that you're being sued for punching and robbery, you know.
And that's sorted, Melissa.
See what you did there.
I rest my case.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've got that. I rest my case.
success.
That's good. That was a good slash of
that was indeed
stuff.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us for that and helping us. You were definitely the voice of wisdom in that, Nick, because usually yeah. we would have been coming up with these really outlandish solutions.
Right. Well, I did like the convert them to Judaism over the course of 3 years and then they won't eat sausage anymore. That's solid.
It's lateral thinking.
It is.
It's a crazy plan, but it just might work.
Blue sky thinking outside the box.
Motto. Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely.
Expanding the paradigm and all of those business cliches.
Well, let's get into some music now and then we'll see you on the other side. We've got a couple more stories and we've still got Play to Win and we've still got Lawyer versus Liar coming up. You're on FUBAR. It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. We are chatting to Nick Taylor, who's all the way over from Antwerp.
Still begins with A.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
See, I reckon people still think it's Sylvester because you keep saying Payne and Sylvester.
It is, yeah. Sorry, it's Payne.
It's Payne.
Yeah.
It's Payne Incorporated on FUBAR Radio. Now, we've still got Reese and Natalie, our associates, our very valuable associates here. They will never leave me. And we've got a very special guest, Nick Taylor, who's about to leave. But before you do, just let people know what you're up to over the course of the next couple of weeks, where they can find you. That's the most important thing.
Sure. I mean, the obvious place is nickthayer.com, mm-hmm. and that's got all the links to all the relevant social media. Mm-hmm. If people, yeah, music, or my incredibly witty insights on Twitter.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
My ridiculous Insta story. I never got into Snapchat. I don't know if you got into Snapchat.
No, after it wasn't cool to send dick pics anymore, I deleted it.
Is it not cool to do? Okay.
But yeah, that's the best place, nickthayer.com, mm-hmm. and that's got all the social links, yeah.
Awesome. Thanks so much for joining us, my brother. And
my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
We'll keep supporting your music and we will keep, we'll just, anytime time you're back in the UK, please come in and see us, man, because like I said, you are the voice of reason.
That would be wicked.
You're the sensible one when we help people out with their legal queries.
Well, you know, hopefully we don't get sued for any of that. I don't know.
Nah, we won't. No. We don't have any money. Fuck you going to take from us? We ain't got shit.
They are very nice headphones, you know.
These are, yeah, I'm keeping these. No one's going to take these ones.
And those cookies were very nice as well.
But that's the prize bow from our cold dead hands. You know what I mean? But yeah, thanks once again for joining
us. Thank you, guys.
Round of applause for Nick Thayer. Woo! I'm going to start pronouncing it Thayer now. I've been saying it Thayer for ages, and now I'm going to...
You're going to switch.
Yeah, I'm going to turn over a new leaf. A new leet.
Like Reese with his Twitter, you know, just keep it fresh.
Yeah. Exactly.
All the time.
Brilliant. All right, well, let's get into Fly Shit by Nick Thayer featuring myself. Nick Thayer and Tommy Lee featuring myself, Michael Payne. And then we're going to be getting into Play to Win straight after this.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
Listen. This is what you're getting if a six sprayer pulls it out the bag but still gets it in with Nick Thayer. Heard so much crime, he's developing a thick layer. What's he meant to do? It's like I'm questioning a bricklayer. I offer Harvey Brothers my apologies if you near a sucker puncher when they drop the beat. But you see, there's not another drama like Tommy Lee that makes you wanna box another club alike. What you do?
I don't know. Jacob did it. Bubbly something, did he say?
No! Find out! We'll find out!
It's Wednesday! Welcome to Play to Win, the show where ultimately Plato wins. Please put your hands together for the queen of kitsch retro game shows, Bubblerangs!
Research it!
Bubblerangs! Bubblerangs,
right.
He said!
Yeah.
Bubblerangs!
Bubblerangs!
Shut up, Bubblerangs, as well while we're at it.
Well, I didn't look. I didn't.
Look at me! I nearly ruined the game already.
Reese, you got to be more vigilant than that.
Let's do it. That's classic. What's called doing a me.
I know.
Yes, I do that.
Right, so you're excited for today, guys?
Yeah, I am.
We've had a change of positions this week as well, with Michael joining Nat on the dark side, I like to call it.
We're also doing missionary over on this side as well. That's the other change of position.
That's very true. And you're being too noisy underneath.
I mean, it turns out I didn't know what missionary was. But yeah. So, should we go ahead and get into this week's Play-Toh win, shall we, guys?
Yeah. Let's have a little test of our buzzers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Let's go. Hot sauce.
Oh. Hot sauce,
hot
nice.
Sauce,
which
nice.
Is relevant.
Am I one?
One, yeah.
Cool, safe.
Hot sauce.
Cool, safe.
Hot sauce.
Cool, safe.
Hot sauce.
Cool, safe.
It's good, yeah.
Well, nice. They're working. So yeah, let's go ahead and get into.
Where do you keep your
hot sauce?
In a cool safe.
Cool safe.
In a cool safe.
Yeah.
You know, they say store in a cool, dry place.
Yeah.
But you don't want it nicked, so it's a safe as well.
Exactly.
You put a code on the door.
You don't want Beyonce coming stealing your hot sauce and putting it in her bag.
Right, so number one in this week's Play-Toh win.
It's hard as well, you said.
I beg your pardon. Sorry.
Cool,
hot
safe.
Sauce.
Cool, that's safe.
That was you.
See, am I going to fall for this again?
Because I know what I want to say, and I think it can't be that one again.
It can't be. Is it? There is. Is it? It is, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
I can't remember the name of the...
Team.
No. Wait, what?
Oh, sorry.
We're on a different wavelength. I was just about to tell you the answer. And like, yeah, that is it.
Oh, right.
But it's not.
But it's not.
It's not Wimp, There It Is.
No.
Can you play again?
I'm so confused. Is it or not?
I'm very confused.
No, it's not.
Cool, safe. Is it Who Let the Dogs Out Remix by Baha Men?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. We've had that loads. Is that now? It's good. Okay. All right. So.
That's why when you said again, I thought, yeah, I'm pretty sure this might have been.
Oh, okay.
Number two. Oh, so that's 1 point to Justin. Do you want to have a guess of the day?
Oh, right. Is it National Dog Day?
No, it's not. Okay.
Cat Day. I was thinking if it's not a dog day. Is it involved dogs? Too soon.
Can't tell you that.
Yeah,
okay,
I can't.
Okay, cool. Right.
Number two.
Hot sauce.
Is that Christina Aguilera?
No, it isn't, no.
Oh, I thought it was beautiful.
Unfortunately, it isn't. I do apologise.
Okay.
Things at the ready, guys!
Cool, safe. It's not No Doubt, is it?
It isn't, no.
Hot sauce.
Is it Chicago?
No, it's not.
Play it one more time.
I'm out.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I know you're somewhere out there, somewhere far away. I want you back.
Mm-hmm.
I want you back. Oh. My neighbors think I'm crazy, but they don't understand.
Are you singing the song or are you telling us
you're
your last
all
story?
I have.
Oh, what's the song?
It's Bruno Mars, Talking to the Moon.
Oh, okay.
Never read it.
No, me neither. I was thinking, oh, is it? Like, no, I'm not really up on my Bruno Mars.
What?
Is it, can we have a guess at the day?
The day, yeah,
is it National Werewolf Day?
Oh,
it is,
no!
Isn't it? Oh, is it not?
No, it's so close. So close.
Tell me what the song was called again.
Bruno Mars, Talking to the Moon.
Wolf? Is it Wolf Day?
No.
All right,
I can't give you a hint either, but you are.
It's just like Halloween Day.
That's Monday.
That is Monday, isn't it? Yeah. I didn't think that one through.
What? Are you all right?
Halloween's actually 3 days.
Did you know? Is it?
Yeah, there's.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. All Hallows Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Halloween. And then there's another day.
Where does that start, though? Monday?
I think All Hallows Eve would be on the Sunday.
Oh, okay.
And then Halloween would be on the... I could be wrong. But there's like 3 days, apparently, in Halloween.
Who?
In the Festival of Halloween.
Who's wearing this? Also, if we just look at Twitter. Who's going in on me already? Why are they doing this? And that when she wins and a picture of Bryan Cranston fucking Breaking Bad.
Amazing.
What?
I won.
I'm really livid about
Amazing.
It.
Amazing.
I can't take this. No wonder I'm losing.
Right, this next one, if no one gets it, you have to blame Abby.
Okay. Did Abby choose it?
Abby chose the next one.
I could never blame Abby with a face like that.
So, Abby wouldn't do this to me, so she wouldn't pick us up.
So I apologise for this one in advance.
Cool, same. It sounds like it's definitely by like Paul Simon.
It's 80s. That's what it sounds to
Is
me
it by
like.
Paul Simon?
No, it's not.
Is that Gloria Estefan or somebody?
You're not up on your panpipe music.
No. Who did the panpipe?
Play again, one more time.
Sounds really good. Salsa? Are you doing a dancer?
I was just shuffling to the panpipes.
Panpipes? I don't know. I have no idea.
Genuinely have no idea.
It was Johnny Clegg with Dealer Della.
Who fucks Johnny Clegg?
It's a theme song for Nick's George
Avenger. Do you know who Johnny Clegg is?
Nick Clegg's brother.
It's
the theme song to George of the Jungle.
I mean, what is that? Abby tried to get us there with that.
Amazing.
What the hell?
Amazing.
And it's got nothing to do with the name of the song or the name of the person. The song kind of, you know, in brackets, one of the lyrics is, I know why the dogs talk to the moon.
Sure, I mean, we'd all get that, having been big fans of Johnny Clegg and George of the Jungle.
But that's the lyric you need to know in reference to what day it is.
Say again, please.
I know why the dogs talk to the moon, or how to the moon.
So
Is it something to do with the moon cycle? Is it like... No, it's not.
Is it Where Dogs Day?
Okay. Where dogs?
Where dogs? Not
like
where
wolves, where dogs. But where dogs. Not like where dogs.
Where Dogs Day.
What you didn't like that.
I mean, you two have both got off to a terrible
This is a bad week.
What's the score? 1-1?
No, one I haven't nil. Got one. I haven't got any.
Jesus.
1-0 with 3 questions deep.
I don't see me getting better if this is...
Right, number 4.
I don't know anything.
This is a hard week, man.
You weren't wrong. Reese was saying this is hard. Ding, ding. Sounds like Cliff Richard.
You saw how long it took me to get the things earlier. I've been here since 2:00.
I mean, we're not allowed clues anymore, are we? So I'm just going to say I don't know.
I don't know.
It is Howling at the Moon by Milo.
By who?
Milo.
Who the fuck is Milo?
Who's Milo?
I don't know. It had 18 million views on YouTube, so it can't all the same.
Oh my god, wait till I get back in there. I'm gonna create artists.
How are you spelling Milo?
M-I-L-O-W.
Dunno, never heard of him.
Yeah.
Who are they?
It's a guy who made a song called Howling at the Moon.
So it's all moon songs, right, okay, or wolf songs.
And okay, right.
This is some fucking niche game.
This is really wow.
The day is a mad thing. So
okay, is it Where Moon Day?
You're close.
When you see a wolf, you turn into the moon. Is it just like Howl at the Moon Day?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
It's not.
No, it is.
Is it?
It's Howl at the Moon Day.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, well, like, the title of the song was the title of the day.
You
okay.
should have seen the list of days that it was this week. It was...
pretty shocking.
It was terrible.
So I've got it. I've got
you,
the
got
bonus
that
question
that's
right.
Done,
the
yeah.
first
so
bonus question.
Two,
so,
okay,
cool. 2 points. And
well
we're
done.
On,
it's going well.
And right. We're on to question
Bring on the next song I've never
five.
Heard of. Hot Sauce. Moon.
No.
Moon by Moon. I don't know.
Sounds like it's by Barry White or something.
Yeah, but it's got to have Moon or Wolf in the title, isn't it? So
no.
Oh.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's Donny Osmond, Puppy Love.
Oh, they called it Puppy Love.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Fair play.
I didn't know that was the intro, though.
Sick. Is that a Florence and the Machine song?
It is.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know that song.
We didn't even guess the day after that. Oh, yeah, you already got it.
The day's gone.
I can't remember the title, but yeah, I'll just take the point for Florence and the Machine.
Do you want to have a go?
Because I'm thinking, obviously the obvious ones would be Dog Days Are Over, and it's not that, but so, I don't know.
Think of the name of the day.
Howling at the Moon.
No, yeah, that's the name of the day.
This is just Howling.
Howling.
How.
Howl's
how.
Yeah.
Right,
okay.
So.
Hold on, there's not another point. You said howling. That's not.
He's got. Oh, bloody hell, what am I doing? I've lost a plot. No, I've only given him 1 point for it.
Thank you. Thanks, Reece.
It's all right. Thanks. I mean, that whole point system doesn't make sense where you get one for the name, but you also get one if you get both.
No,
right.
It's if someone else jumps in.
Yeah. If someone else jumps in and gets the thingy, then they get that. But it is weird. He's very right. Yeah, that is a weird system.
You don't want to start doing half points because then you'll just lose count and it'll be weird.
Yeah, that's true.
True. Fair enough. To the next one.
I know this. Cool, safe. It's DMX, isn't it?
Yep.
It's Snake, the Rat, the Cat, the Dog?
No, it isn't.
I don't know.
It's definitely something to do with a dog, though, isn't it? If it's DMX.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the song.
Where My Dogs Are.
That's it! Oh, my God.
Cool. I don't even have a point yet, do I?
No, this is what it feels like being me.
Ever.
It feels like being me.
Wow, okay.
I can't even remember what number I'm on now. I feel like this
doesn't matter, I'll lose.
Alright, you ready, guys? You ready, Nat?
No.
Hot Sauce.
Yeah, I know this one. Bad Moon Rising by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yeah!
From American Werewolf in London, the
Fair
film.
Play. Yay! Never got
give me all the points there.
Woo! Wait, you can still come back for the draw.
Okay.
I mean, you won't, but you could.
Oh my God.
It's mathematically possible.
I won't know the song. Good. Good.
Right, you ready?
Yeah.
I don't know, it sounds creepy.
That is so familiar. So familiar.
It sounds like a horror film song. Creepy.
One more time, please. I want to say like no, I don't know. I want to say like Black Sabbath or something.
No,
I was going to go for more of a ballad. It sounds like a is it a ballad? Is it modern? Is it new?
2007, I think it was.
I think we should be Lazzy Clues.
This is too odd, isn't it? Like, yeah, Harley's not here this week. So yeah, he's just when Harley's here, we'll change. When was this song out?
2007, I think it was. I think.
I don't know.
Type O Negative, Wolf Moon.
They're a really hard rock band. I've heard the band, but I could not name your single
that's
song they've ever done.
That's why I was like, oh, it's all heavy metal this week. They're not heavy metal, but...
Yeah.
This is even worse than when Harley does it, and he goes, I've picked songs I don't that you know. Like, you literally have picked...
I had Howling at the Moon Day.
Who
what
helped you with this? Who helped you with these choices?
No one. I either had Sourest Day.
What?
What the fuck is a Sourest Day? Punk for a Day Day.
What?
Punk for a Day. That would have been cool.
That would have been cool. You could have had loads of punk songs.
So many punk songs.
Yeah, but Punk for a Day Day.
Yeah, that's cool. Right.
That's so
one.
Easy.
I would have
that's
gone for that
so
one.
So easy.
Yeah, but it would be, at least we would have got Anarchy in the UK, wouldn't we?
Pumpkin Day.
Pumpkin
smashing
Day.
Pumpkins. You could have
yeah,
some
just
there.
11
have
smashing pumpkin questions, yeah? Smashing.
Smash Mouth. You could have had
Plush Animal Lovers Day.
Easy, animal
plush
songs.
Plush Animal, or what's it from... I've been waiting, I've been watching.
Who's that?
The Dark Rasmus, was it Rasmus? The Darkness, something like that.
What is going on? I don't think I know music anymore.
I'll tell you about that one off air.
Okay, all right.
National American Beer Day.
I would have gone for that. So many boozy songs you could have had. Yeah. And you could have had American songs as well.
Black Cat Day.
Yep. Could have done that.
Songs about bad luck, songs about cats,
songs
about...
Blacks and black in the title.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, you got Howl at the Bloody Moon Day and you'll be happy with it.
Okay,
it was Type O Negative, Wolf Moon.
Cool.
Cool, yeah. I'll Shazam these later.
Yeah, you're so download. Bloody great. Play-Toh them.
I
so
will, I'll Play-Toh them later.
So grateful you two, aren't you? You're not going to get the next one either, but I'm playing it anyway, so...
Cool, safe. Is it by Howlin' Wolf?
Yeah.
I'm just guessing.
No, it's Howl at Nothing by Nathaniel Ratcliffe and the Night Sweats.
Oh, I've heard of
for fuck's sake.
I don't...
You'll get this last one.
Can I just say now to anyone out there, Reese is never allowed to be unsupervised picking songs again, ever.
Unsupervised?
You've got to supervise from now on.
Wait, I smashed it last week.
Yeah.
Smashed it last week.
Well,
I had a Howling at the Moon Day. Howling at the Moon Day.
No, I would have done. I would have picked a Michael Jackson song because he moonwalks. Yeah. I would have picked.
Oh, that's a.
Even Thriller, I'm pretty sure Thriller's
like,
got Howling
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, yeah, I've probably gone for like Moon River or something like that.
Howling
yeah.
Wolf.
Howling Wolf, yeah, yeah. Wolf Mother, I've heard of them. Yeah, I would have picked them, would have done them, yeah.
Yeah, well, I didn't. So.
Wolf Alice.
Yeah, Wolf Alice.
Why don't you do it then?
Next time.
No, we will do.
This time next year, watch me smash it on Howling Wolf, Howl at the Moon Day.
Yeah.
You can't have any of the ones I've already had, though.
That's true.
Don't worry.
I don't think anyone will ever have the ones
typo
you had.
Negative
I don't think anyone else knows them.
No. Cool. Well, let's just for fun, let's do the next one.
What number are we on? 10.
Doesn't matter.
11. You can 11. Piss off.
It's not... Cool. Safe. It's not Foles, is it?
No.
I'm out.
Is it the Moomins?
No.
The Moomins.
I don't know. Is it Button Moon?
No. I mean, I wish it was, but it's not.
I don't know.
It was Shakira, so I bet you've heard of her, haven't you?
And
it was called She-Wolf. I bet you've heard of that song, haven't you?
No.
Shakira,
not really.
She-Wolf. Leon picked that one anyway, so you can all knob off.
Cheers, Leon.
What's going on?
So what are the final scores?
4-1 to you, because...
Yeah.
That makes me champion.
Yeah.
That
you're the best.
Champion. Thank
around.
You.
No one ever gonna bring you down.
Because I beat Harley to get here today.
You did, yeah. So it was. Yeah, I was always gonna play you. No, because I beat Harley last week.
Sorry, I beat Reese. Yeah.
So next week is you and Reese, I guess.
Yeah. No, it'll be me.
Or Harley. It's Reese.
No, it'll be Reese against. I think it should be Reese against Harley play for third place.
Yeah.
Why? Why is it acceptable, right, that you can pick songs that I don't know, but if I pick ones that you don't know, we're all up in arms, you know?
Because if you pick a song that Natalie doesn't know, then nobody knows that song.
Yeah, but that's not how it works. I don't know the
song. It's not meant to work that way, but we've discovered that Natalie has an encyclopedic knowledge of music, so if she doesn't know the song, then it's pretty safe to say that the song is pretty fucking unknown.
It doesn't exist.
Well, I mean, Nate Ratcliffe and the Night Sweats had, like... tens of millions of views, so I'm sure, unless it's just his mum.
All one person.
Yeah, that's just his mum watching it. There's no one else knows that song. Typo Negative.
I'm just glad I won.
You heard a Typo Negative.
Yeah,
you
because
heard
I've
of
heard
them.
Of them, but because they're a really heavy rock band, but I did not listen to a single moment
so
of
So is that
work.
My fault that you've not listened to their albums, but you know who
no.
they are?
No, that's your own bloody fault. Do you know, I would have probably thought, let me think, Reese, Harley and Michael probably don't know Typo Negative either.
Never heard of them.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you two know everything, so I thought, fuck it.
We've learned a lesson today, though, Reese, haven't we?
And I won, so I'm not even complaining.
Yeah, exactly.
Too much.
Yeah. Okay.
You can make some
whatever.
Of the. What is it? You can please some of the people all of the time, and all of the people some of the time, not all of the people all of the time. That's what I've fucking learned.
But should we get into a song?
Yeah, go on.
Let's
do it. Make some Typo Negative.
We actually should.
Hey, yo, Skeppy, let me borrow your flow quick, cuz. Listen. My eyebrows join in the middle, so like Skepta, nobody wanna trust me. So big man, please don't judge me, cause my lyrical abilities are fuckery. I went from sitting on a block with a fiend shoot up like an info striker, to having 10 missed calls on my Leica, climbing the scene like an Everest hiker. Ex-girls thought I was a mess, selling press to get the vinyls pressed, selling press to make the guy press R on a Mac so I could get bars off chest. Yeah, Nan said I was too loud, selling loud to make the sound get loud, selling loud to make the guy on a mixer turn up the tune in my headphones loud. Went Prince to show the scene what I'm on, me and Novelist will put the flip up in the dawn. Trying to aim a lyric at me, that's long. Try chuck it with a man, them and get bombed. Ice pocket for the champagne, no long. Peng Missy's looking Moscow, so blonde. Sitting here now on a drink, made me think it's this girl's body or the vodka too strong. Made the whole crowd will miss the drop, that's me. Come through shotting on the block, that's me. Trying to war and you get shocked, that's me. Tooled up in the straps pop, that's me. Like selling weed to buy some true, that's you. Come through living off your mum, that's you. Talk shit and you get a thump, that's you. Never had the money for a gun, that's you. Yeah, I weren't the baitist, gone. Lived in the west where the pates is strong. But I'm from south where the crooks run rampant, so I got mates where Ace is from. Two-faced, you'll get your faces gone. Couldn't give a fuck about a racist, Don. Grew up in the era of Skepta and Wiley and...
was the greatest song. Us man will take your wife to a show. Little bit of Sprite mixed with a Soco. Back to the hotel when your girl rides at the dawn of my new Burberry logo. Tryna tell a man about the rose that's dead. I was on the roads while you was in bed. I was with a man them shot in them zest. Tryna stack peas, man was tryna buy a new bed. Yeah, now I make the cars go vroom. Chicks go meow when the gas go boom. Don't try and message my gang about features. Never gonna let her waste man on my tune. Drew a ting on my show when I told her if you ain't got iMessage, best get with it. Gave the girl my banana emoji cause her back's come like the symbol next to it. I ran my yanks out when I spit cause I ride the track like the guy on the left of him. Two sets of free try rush me, I gave 619 like wrestling. Hit him with a pump, no ending him. Can't doctor the zoo, no mending him. Any week can't mention me on the track, best notice on site, no send for him. A few years back I was posted on the front line with the food in my tracksuit. My life weren't blessed like at you, if you had a very nice chain we'd catch you. Turned up to the party with a peng ting and we're both in white like Benzocaine. It's AJ and the men's again, I made the op start jumping the fence again. Nah, rude boy, don't try the game. Walked in the shop at 5 again. I got the kicks in black like melanin, then I got the kicks in white like lidocaine. Hit an MC with a tiger flame, I mean yoga flame and then tiger knee. I treat hoes reckless, so they're tired of me. My ex screams, don't be living in try with me.
Inside Fubar Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated, just coming out of Skepta by the remarkable AJ Tracy. He's just been smashing it in Asia, man. He's been doing, I think he was on tour in like Japan and that, man. He's been killing it.
Yeah, I've seen him in Tokyo outside my old apartment.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, shout out AJ Tracy.
Yeah, massive shout out to AJ Tracy. I'm a big fan of that, Don. Let's talk about this. So, two women are going to need our help because they broke into the home. Into someone's home and put animal feces on the victim's bed because she refused to hang out with them. So these two women from Florida vandalised the woman's home because, she refused to chill with them. The women were arrested after police said they broke into the home of an acquaintance and vandalised her bedroom. Jasmine Marie Suarez and Nikki Rowena Sismanidis.
Nice.
Broke into the home of a mutual friend. They placed strips of duct tape to spell out expletives on the victim's bedroom walls, and they dumped animal feces on the victim's bed. The victim told police that Sismanidis has become hostile in the past when she decided not to go out with her. And the day before the incident, the victim did not respond to text messages from Sismanidis, who was asking the victim to hang out with her. Both Sismanidis and Suarez were arrested and charged with theft and damage to property. They were booked into the Alachua. Bloody hell, all these words.
It's good. It's really good.
Alachua County Jail before being released on their own recognizance.
Well, so I'm just saying that was tough.
Recognizance is a lot cheaper than bail as well.
Yeah. I feel like I see this. Like, you've never cancelled on me before, but I'm just saying. I know.
Would you go to those lengths?
I don't think I would. I think that's slightly extreme. You know, you do get, sometimes you're a bit pissed off, you want to hang out with somebody, they cancel at the last minute, you're disappointed. But I wouldn't break into their home and smear like animal shit all over their bed. I wouldn't do
that. I'll
tell
you what, I'll let you into a little secret. I'm always really happy when people, when we're meant to go out and people cancel on me.
What?
I'm saying, yeah, I can just chill at home and smoke weed.
You go out a lot though.
Yeah,
that's why he's happy to chill.
That's
why he wants people
in.
To ignore him.
7 days, how many nights are you out?
On average, not that much anymore. But I'd say maybe about, on average, maybe about three, actually.
Oh, I thought it was more than that.
No,
yeah, I go out more than that, and I'm as cool as you, so.
I don't.
Well, maybe I am. In fact, I am.
Yeah, you totally are. Okay. Well, yeah, there is a point sometimes, you know, when you're at home and you're, it's better if you're out and then you're meeting someone like after work. But sometimes if you're at home and you're thinking, I could just watch Netflix, I can't be. And then you get that text going, oh, I'm so sorry. And you go, oh, thank God. You're like, don't worry about it. It's
absolutely
fine. Oh, that's a shame. But
absolutely. That's me all the time.
Well, what I'll do is I'll get ready because I'm dying to go out and then I'll smoke a spliff and then they'll text me and I'll be like, oh, thank
you. That's also me. I really, really get just sort of disenchanted when, or just like, just lose all my desire to go out and socialise if I've had a joint.
So don't have one then?
No. That's never
going to
happen.
That's not an option, is it?
Yeah, that's
really
definitely not an option.
Well, they must have had a big night planned because that's how livid she got when she cancelled, to break into her house and duct tape poo onto the pool.
I don't think any of my friends like me enough to shit on my bed in situation. Like, they don't want to hang around with me that much. You know what I mean?
They throw shit on your bed so they don't have to hang around.
And they're like, oh, Rez ain't coming out again. Oh.
He's cleaning his bed.
Yeah, put your shit on it.
Well, it's a good job that she, you know, wasn't in the house at the time, because she's obviously, maybe she was pissed off and like, oh, well, she's going out with someone else, is she? But she's cancelling on me, spying on her. She leaves the house, so I'll go.
That's a good point, actually, yeah. Because she must have gone out with someone else for them to able to break into an empty house.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So it's her fault, clearly.
Yeah, it's her fault. Yeah.
It's totally her fault.
But it was animal shit. Where did they get all this animal shit from?
She sat it ready for a while, waiting for this moment.
Yeah, I wish this bitch would say no. I wish this bitch would cancel on us.
Well, I've had a friend who someone sent a box of horse shit to his house. Yeah, like, not even first class, you know, like, as long as it took. So he got a fermenting box of horse shit when it arrived. One of his mates sent it to him.
That's disgusting. But then you've got, like, loads of manure for the garden.
Imagine opening, they're getting it home, you've got a pot, so it won't smell because it'll all be contained in this box. You open it and it's just a fermenting pile of shit.
Yeah, yeah, ooh. Horrible.
But worse still, going to your home after a good night out, having like sacked off the girls that you don't really like, coming into your house and seeing. Imagine if she pulled that night as well. Oh, how do you explain that?
I know some students that probably wouldn't even notice.
That's
just climb in bed and just get on with it.
That's very true. Oh, someone's added some. Did you put all this?
Is this paper? We got new paper in here.
With the duct tape, you'd be like, no, it's some art. I'm an artist. I like to put poo on the bed and duct tape on the wall. Yeah. How weird.
I wonder what they wrote with the duct tape strips.
They are mean girls.
Very mean.
Mm.
Jasmine and Nikki, you are fucked in your head. I think we'd have to defend. We'd have to be prosecution, I think, because no one deserves to come home to that.
No, it's horrible.
Well,
and
I know a few people that do. Donald Trump. I feel like he deserves to come home to a bed full of shit.
That's a good
point. No one would be upset if Trump...
He's got a head full of shit, mouth full of... He's always talking it anyway.
Well, talking of Donald Trump...
Oh, right, yes, of course.
That's a nice segue, isn't it?
You're welcome, guys.
Massive segue.
I know.
A woman mistook a town meeting for a Donald Trump rally and smeared 30 cars with smooth peanut butter in protest. She was arrested on Monday after allegedly smearing the peanut butter on the 30 cars parked outside what she believed was a pro-Donald Trump rally. Christina Ferguson was arrested in Amherst Junction, Wisconsin, after interrupting what turned out to be a meeting of a local environmental organisation, the Tomorrow River Conservation Club. It's easy to see how she would have confused that with a Trump rally.
Yeah.
Witnesses claimed she entered the meeting at 9:30 p.m. holding a family-sized jar of low-sodium, creamy, natural Jif peanut butter. There must have been a spokesman for Jif there. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I know. I saw it all. She came in with a family-sized jar of low-sodium, creamy, natural Jif. A bit like the jar I'm holding in my head right now, actually.
Who would actually say that?
Why would you say that in your police in the witness account? Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw it all. I saw it all. Family-sized jar of low-sodium, creamy, natural Jif.
Do you reckon this is like a fake case that they've sold to the papers from Jif as like an advertisement?
Oh, for Jif, maybe.
I reckon so.
Because no one would smear. Why would you smear peanut butter at a protein? You'd go with shit.
Also, interesting fact. Mm. Right, so you know what we call a GIF?
Yeah.
Did you know that it's actually pronounced Jif? It's meant to be pronounced Jif.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, by the guy. So this is a quote from the guy who coined the acronym. Because obviously it stands for something. It's like graphic something something, right?
Yeah.
Even though the initial word is a hard G, a G, he called it a GIF because apparently coders and stuff, these people that are part of the community that he was within, they love eating GIF peanut butter. He named it after that.
It's called GIF. Virgins.
Virgins, actually. He named it after that. But you know, that was a little tangent I just went on.
Fact.
Just in case a pub quiz comes up and you get asked about that, as well as Nick Taylor's wife
and ballet shoes.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't go with the whole ballet shoes.
No, ditch that one.
But Miss Ferguson was asked to leave the premises. But shortly after, members went to check the car park to make sure she wasn't doing anything to their vehicles after leaving. This all smells a bit fishy. One witness, who allegedly caught Miss Ferguson spreading peanut butter on a car, shouted at her before calling police. When officers questioned Miss Ferguson, she claimed she hadn't left her apartment that night while allegedly licking her fingers.
This is definitely an advert.
This is bullshit. However, one of the meeting members identified her and Miss Ferguson admitted her involvement. involvement, you know, like she's not the only one with involvement. Like it was the jar of peanut butter that was the ringleader or something.
Why are you opening the door to police and licking your fingers?
I didn't do nothing. When pushed as to why she had committed the offence, Miss Ferguson talked about how much she loved Hillary Clinton and hated Donald Trump. She reportedly said, "Peanut buttering is better than firebombing." She's amazing. We salute you, Miss Ferguson.
That's not even a term, is it? Well, it is now. Peanut buttering. Who says?
Yeah, and but then the full peanut buttering is better than firebombing.
Okay, it's true, yeah.
Have to get the full phrase
it's
in
true,
there.
True, yeah.
And Trump plans on firebombing everybody in other countries. Mm. However, when she realised she had mistakenly identified the meeting as a Trump rally, she was remorseful, saying she was just fed up about the entire election. Chief Deputy Don Contos said, "Fortunately, it wasn't chunky peanut butter, so vehicles didn't get scratched."
Unfortunately, it was our super smooth, low-sized peanut butter.
I also didn't think the policeman's taking it seriously and was like, "Well, fortunately, it wasn't chunky peanut butter." Like,
exactly.
It's fine. I don't know how serious Don Contos is taking this.
But do you reckon any of the cars that were covered in peanut butter when they left got caught in a jam?
What's the difference between peanut butter and jam?
Don't know.
I'm gonna guess. I'm not trying to peanut butter this dick up your ass.
Yep.
Whoa, cool, yeah.
Thanks, Rhys.
It's all right,
I don't get it. Oh, jam the dick up your ass. Yeah. No, I see.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Flashbacks.
Cool. No, not flashbacks. Flash forwards.
Oh, right, because
you mean dreams.
It's going to be a good weekend for you then.
Yeah. I just thought about my weekend. Like, oh, yeah, that's happening.
It would be Halloween.
I mean, it would be a weekend if that happened, wouldn't it?
Yeah, massive. Very scary one.
Yeah, it would be. So that's
the
good.
Weakest of ends. So that was a good advert there by Jif, peanut butter.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Well, yeah, it is. But I wouldn't
have been surprised if Chief Don Contos said, "You should get down to your local Walmart and get yours."
Honestly.
For only $2.99.
It's safer than firebombing.
Yeah. It's true. Peanut buttering is better than firebombing.
That's my new slogan.
Yeah, I think so. That's my good, new
slogan.
Actually.
Oh, I thought that was already your slogan.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I get the hating Trump thing. Obviously, that's the rational thing to do, but it would be a bit weird that she's mistaken a Trump rally for an environmental meeting. That's a bit weird.
Yeah, and why? I just don't understand why peanut butter. Why not just key the cars?
I imagine because peanut butter is not actually causing any damage, and it'd be a bitch to get off.
That's
on it.
True.
Well, yeah, I suppose so. But then, you know, the police come round to your house. Maybe don't answer the door while licking your fingers.
Yeah.
Why has she still got it on her fingers?
Yeah. She's at home going, "I'm not being out. I'm just licking my fingers." Don't do that. That's weird. So,
that's so funny.
I've just been handed Lawyer versus Lara, if you want to quickly do a game of that.
Absolutely. You know we love a bit of that. We've still got 10 minutes left of the show. Yeah. At 6 o'clock, Hannah Witten is stepping in with a special guest host.
Yep, she's got Sammy Paul in the studio.
Sammy Paul in with her. And that's from 6 till 8. But for now, let's get into some Lawyer versus Lara.
Let's do it. It's when we take it official. So this week, as last week, we've moved on to it's true or false that I'm looking for. True right. or false. Okay. Number one. A woman is suing KFC for $20 million for claiming the takeaway chain is indulging in false advertising because her $20 bucket of chicken was only half full.
True.
True, Reese.
False.
I think I read it this morning.
You did read it this morning. It is absolutely true. That
what?
Is true. Yeah. She said Anna Wurzburger was reportedly told by the fried chicken company the cardboard buckets appeared to be full in the commercials so the customer can see the product, so it doesn't have to be full when you buy the bucket.
That's a good point
from
though.
The shop.
They have a point.
So she's upset. She said when she came home, she said, "Where's the chicken? I thought I was going to have a couple of meals out of the bucket." They say it feeds the whole family. They're showing a bucket that's overflowing with chicken.
How big is her family?
You'll get the bigger portioned one then. If you get like the 18 piece, a 16 piece, a 14 piece, do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
KFC is calling the lawsuit meritless, but it's still happening. So well done.
She won't get a penny out of that.
Oh, I gave a point to you accidentally.
Well, I'll keep that if you want.
So, yeah, whoops.
Don't let it go begging.
Number two. Burglars have broken into a doctor's house in the dead of night and stolen 240 pounds of pears. The retired doctor and his wife were sleeping when the thieves stripped their 300-year-old pear trees bare of fruit. Is that true or is that false?
It's a lot of pears.
You've
got to get
pears.
The partridge in that tree somewhere. True.
True.
False.
That is actually correct as well. That is a true story.
It is a true story.
How do you know? Yeah, it is.
No, what?
You said false.
Yeah, and you said that's correct.
Oh, I meant as in that's true.
All right.
For Michael. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. They broke into the house and stole £240 worth of pears. They were asleep.
Is this pounds in money or pounds in weight?
Pounds in weight.
Okay.
So they were just there, and then just they came out in their garden. Hundreds of pears had been nicked from their garden.
Must have been Rick Ross. Shout out to all the pears.
is that a crime? Scrumping.
It is. This is what they've broken into.
It's not your property.
Yeah, a garden, haven't they?
I think so.
You know, you used to go as a kid.
You can't go. No, they definitely can't do that.
Because I didn't. It's illegal.
You can do that in your own home, but not in someone else's, because that is like breaking in, isn't it? So you have a point each there. Okay. Number three. A woman from Texas won $780,000 after suing for damages when she tripped over a toddler running around a store. The toddler was her own son.
False.
Wow. False.
That's correct. It is false. You both get a point. But that actually sounds like something that some dumb person would do.
Absolutely.
As well. Like, oh, I didn't realise. We had the woman the other week suing her nephew, didn't she? Because he jumped on her and broke her arm. Mm-hmm. So that could be true. A man is suing his neighbour for £500,000 because her dog, Corpor, wouldn't stop barking. According to him, the dog has a super bark, which is almost as loud as a military jet taking off.
A super bark? That's brilliant.
Yeah.
I want to say false, but the name of that dog isn't one that you just
Corpor.
Come up with.
Yeah.
Unless
and Superbark as well.
I mean, it could be Jacob doing a typo and it's Casper and he's just put Corpor. I don't know.
Maybe the dog's really like Falcor from Never Ending Story.
I don't know. Yeah.
And it's just, have you never seen Never Ending Story?
No, it's good.
I mean, you sound surprised.
That dog sounds like he's got a very loud bark. Looks like he's got a very loud bark.
You sound surprised that I've not seen a film.
But a super bark.
I'm going to go true.
Yeah, I'll go.
Sounds ridiculous.
I'll go false.
Okay, Michael Payne gets a point. It is a true story. Apparently, Woodrow Thompson, they're obviously an American, who sued his neighbour Denise Norton for $500,000 because her dog, Corpor, wouldn't stop barking. He has a super bark, and he claimed in his lawsuit that it was measured at 128 decibels through his double-paned glass windows. So that would be louder than a clap of thunder and almost as loud as a military jet taking off.
Peak.
This is according to experts at Purdue University. We know what we think about them.
We definitely know what we think.
Yeah.
I live near Rolls-Royce, where they make the jet engines, right?
Name drop?
No, I mean, it's not like Rolls-Royce cars. It's just the way they make the jet engines for the planes.
Okay.
And, you know, like, you can hear that when they test them. I mean, they're at the side of town to me, but I can hear them from inside my house. Mm. And I cannot imagine that dog's bark is that loud.
No, but then they're jumbo jet engines, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's going to be much bigger and more powerful than a military jet.
Well, it's 3.
But I know what you're saying, though.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. 3-2 at the moment, so let's go with the final one. A woman sued a restaurant in Philadelphia to pay her $113,000 after she slipped on a spilled soft drink. She had thrown it at her boyfriend 30 seconds earlier during an argument.
I hope that's true. I believe it's false, but
I reckon it's true because that sounds like something like someone would do to save face.
Yeah,
you motherfucker! Have been slipping. Oh my god!
You know when that happens, when you try and do that kind of shame, where you're like, I'm out of it, and then you like realize when you storm out, you've left your phone on the table,
and you have to
go back in and be like, oh, I'm sorry, because the flounce.
I'd never come back. I would literally just call the police and say my phone had been stolen. get it back on insurance.
Yeah, you can easily get a new phone. Like, don't worry about the phone. Okay, so what are you saying? Is that true?
False.
False, but you're saying true, Michael.
Yeah, I reckon it's true.
Reese is correct. It is false.
What?
False, but it does, which means it's a tie on 3-all.
Jesus.
It's
so
a draw.
What do we do in a tiebreak situation? I don't
we'll
know.
Just have
but
a
when
fight
it's a draw,
outside.
We just smoke it, don't we?
Yeah. Let's smoke our draw.
There you go.
Okay, well, very good. That was good.
Everyone's happy.
We learned some good stuff there today.
I mean, we learned some new facts.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
Thanks to Michael Payne.
Uh-huh.
We learned some new songs, thanks to you.
You know what? I really used to like you two. I really did.
We have unfortunately come to the end of the show. Like I said, stepping up, stepping in from 6 o'clock is Hannah Witten. And we'll be back next week. Harley should be present.
Yes, he should be.
And I think we'll have some guests.
I think we've got at least one guest confirmed, but maybe two.
Maybe two.
I know that at the moment Double S is confirmed to come in.
Cool.
Like Double S, I get busy with bars.
There you go.
So
just in case no one knew who Double S was, there. Reese has literally just summed it up for everyone.
There we go.
On that bombshell, we are outie. We'll see you next Wednesday, 4 till 6, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. I'll actually see you on Friday as well for the Friday social with you, Joseph. We love you. We're going to leave you with this.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.